And welcome, everybody, to episode 636 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you? I didn't even have a chance to catch up with either of you before.
Could you hear that? That was like me pounding on my chest.
Oh, is that a did you watch what I think you watched, Breakman?
Oh, yeah, I definitely watched it. I was binging them this week because I'd only seen Godzilla.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I had to watch two other movies before the, before the beating.
Oh my goodness.
I don't want to get into spoilers.
There is going to be a review of Godzilla versus King Kong or Kong.
I should probably leave because I don't know if I can talk about it without spoiling it.
Listen.
Things without actually mentioning the plot.
I want to talk about the win and the fighting and who won the fight.
I know, but we're not going to do that. What we are going to do is we are going to say whether or not we liked it, give our scores, and then next week. See, this is how you tease for the next week, Breakman. We will go into detail because I want to give people a chance to watch this movie. I really do, Breakman, and I want to discuss
it. This is why I made the initiative to do reviews on recording, because I'll never get to be able to do them now.
You will get to do as many reviews as you want, Eric. I promise you, man. But this movie is a special case, okay? But next week we'll go into detail.
I love HBO Max.
It's good.
Any criticism I've said earlier on, I take back. Screw the directors. I love HBO Max.
Yeah,
I have a review today of the DLC for the High Roster DLC for Gears 5. I need to write it.
Ooh, okay. We'll look forward to that too. I'm with you, Breakman. This is my second go around because I got rid of it because I had seen what I needed to see, but I'm with you, dude. I mean, the fact that they have Game of Thrones on there and some other, you know, great
they,
HBO
they have
content.
A lot of old Godzilla movies on there. I'm going to start mentioning those.
And all of the DCU shows, the shows are on there.
Yeah. No, it's
you can watch all the Cartoon Network shows.
Yep.
But having to do with commercial breaks on Hulu.
Yeah. It's a good choice if you're into geeky material like we all are. Like it's a.
If you're trying to watch Food Wars and you can't hear the English dub because of the fucking audio mixing in certain seasons, you can close caption on and see what the fuck they're saying.
By the way, I really like that show a lot more than I ever thought I would.
Which one?
Food Wars.
I've never seen it. Never seen it. Is it something like?
I was up to the third season. The fourth and fifth season are on HBO. I haven't checked
it
out.
Yeah, but the season isn't dubbed yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Freaks in chat says there are new episodes of Paradise PD on Netflix. So there you go. Go check. I saw a preview of it, and I thought the preview was really funny. But I should probably be watching that too. There's so much stuff to get to.
It didn't seem like something I would like at first, but I started it and I was just like, there's not a lot of like fighting or anything like that, and there's sexual innuendo, but it's like the nudity is like joke nudity, every character's Austin Powered covered, I mean, like their fruits and vegetables in the exact right places type crap.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
It's a Shonen series. They can't do too much.
I know. But it's a joke anyways. Like they're trying to be funny, so it's not about the nudity.
And to convey expression as lewdly as possible.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Let's get started with news.
RPG News.
Eric, you're up.
All right.
I thought he went dead for a moment. Like,
I know.
I didn't know I was going on first. That's why.
I think Eric smoked weed before the show. That's what happened.
No, my parents have CDB. I didn't touch it. I swear. I really could be using some because I've been dealing with an issue with my leg, which has been aggravated because of all the hours I've been doing, and now it's actually swollen. So I'm fighting through pain all day.
I'm pretty sure you can't get high from CBD.
And if it's not fixed by like Monday, I might actually go to the doctor, see what's going on.
Yeah,
because it's been bothering me for weeks now.
Yeah.
But I don't really hope it is just overworking, just messing with it.
Yeah.
But Maneater Truth Quest DLC. This is not a joke, apparently, because it was announced on April 1st.
There were some good announcements on April 1st, I tell you what.
Anyways, DLC is set to release in the summer for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series S, X, and X. Box One and PC via the Epic Store, because of course, because I don't think it's on Steam yet at all. But priced at 14.99 and 14.99 euros and 12.99 pounds,
Okay.
and it takes place after the events of the game, and has two episodes of the secret region to explore, or new region to explore, and increase the level cap. And a bunch of other new stuff.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the truth is looking for the people that did this to you so you can murder them.
Yeah.
I really thought you were going to say the truth is out there.
The truth
And then I
is
was
out
going to tell
there.
Frank to play the sound effects for the
You
next
know what? I would break man, but I was just about ready to tell you guys, like, you guys are gonna have to. I think we just lost our connection, and I lost my dealio here, all my links, so you guys are gonna have to pick up the news.
Here's what it says. This is starring the titular and evolved Bull Shark protagonist and Chris Parnell of Saturday Night Live, Rick and Morty Archer, reprising his role as investigative journalist Trip Westhaven. And it'll take players down the dark arrival of secrets and conspiracies surrounding Port Clovis and the National Wildlife Organization, otherwise the NWO, which also means New World Order, which.
Yeah, exactly.
Play. Oh shit! You can't play that theme either. No,
Not
not the
that
first
one.
episode ever.
I can't. We lost chat, so if you guys are in chat, let everybody know I'm working on stuff. But
But that's it. The level cap's been increased to 40.
okay, yay, that's good. All right, break.
I don't want to talk anymore. I'm upset. This is ridiculous.
I'm upset too, man. I'm like, you know what? I'm really upset. I'm gonna have to, like, while you guys are going through the news, I'm gonna have to scramble to get all those.
I missed that one because I just avoided Twitter all day that day.
Yeah.
Well, here you go. Well, I was I wasn't I didn't see that on Twitter. I saw that like on something else, but like that was my favorite announcement of all, like the fake
Mario is
announcements
missing
today.
because Nintendo has kidnapped him. That's what.
Yeah.
Oh God,
Mario
Mario's
kidnapped.
missing. Like, oh, here's their. It's sad that Mario's gone, but as promised, Mario has a huge announcement. Mario's missing remastered. I'm like, oh shit.
Mario is missing
Like, I had to
remastered.
read an article because they
Oh,
went
so
in
that's why
depth
they
at
took
it.
away the game, because you need to find him.
Right. They went really in depth into it, like in the article. I was like, man, this is well written. They even put a price on it and a release date and shit. I was like, God damn, that is so good.
Yeah.
Like, this will be out tomorrow, I think it was. Anyway,
Yeah.
coming to us live from RPG Site. Now, Frank, that's why you wanted me to do this. Is why you don't want to do the news. So anyway, Udawara Rumano.
You got it,
Udawara
buddy. It's
Rumano.
perfect for
Yeah,
you.
okay, that. Xantu launches for PlayStation 4 and 5 on July 22nd in Japan. Let me see here. First release in Japan on September 2018. That was the original. Sequel will be out, like I said, in July. Here are some bullet points. Storyline will be primarily based on Mask of Truth, the third title, and Utawar Rumano. No, no. No, no. Damn it. Mono. Trilogy. A new scenario will be added to the storyline. Anju and Fumaru. Fumiruru. Ah, shit. Fumiruru are newly added to the playable character Lost. Jesus Christ.
Walking off the
Moon
show, man.
Chica, who was a DLC character in the first game, will now be available on disc. Ashtore will be instead merged with Haku. Like the Dragon Ball Z earrings, like the Pontaro earrings, they merged. The playable character, or they fusion, you know. The playable characters confirmed returning from the previous game are Kuon, Nikon, Rulute, Atsui, Nasuri, Ugi, Aruru, and Serana. Aruru and Serana. Jack Twald. That's my favorite. Jack Twald. And Kuru? Whatever. Haku will have two Japanese voice actors. The Mask of Truth storyline will still retain the voice of the late Keiji Fujiwara. As for the new story, he will have new voices recorded by Kentaro Tone.
That's a weird story. So I'm guessing they recorded his voice lines before he died and before the game was released. But if people want to play as the new voice actor, they have that option.
Yeah. Is it like that, or is it more that they had like some lines of his they're recycling from the first game, and then more they had somebody else fill in for him?
Because it is supposed to be following the story of the game, so they could just recycle his lines.
Okay.
Yeah. But for the new lines, they probably got a new voice actor.
That's what I mean. Like they did for like it wasn't just what was that one that had? Oh, it was the Fast and Furious. Where that one guy died, his
Tokyo
brother
Drift.
Came in. No, it wasn't Tokyo Drift. It was one of the newer ones. What was his name?
8 and 9. The difference between that. I don't know the characters.
It's the actor, I'm thinking. Paul Walker. When he died in real life, his brother came in to do his some acting and voice for his scenes. To finish off the movie.
Yeah.
Whichever one that was, I don't know which one it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't need to read any more of this shit. There we go. This is going to be out July 22nd.
You know, usually, break, I come in and I try to save you, like, when it gets too hairy with names. But I was just too enjoyable today to, you know, not
interject.
Pretty
sure you butchered every single one.
I think Freak is missing us. He could be wasted right now.
Yeah. I got the chat back up, hopefully. Hopefully everybody can hear us. You know, sorry about that. If you're on YouTube, my apologies, but I'm not bringing back up YouTube chat. That might have been part of my issue right now. So, you know, if you can hear us and everything sounds good and everything, let us know in chat as well. All right.
We're you guys sabotaged by YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, continue with the next story while I work on getting this tournament together, dude.
All right, Elder Scrolls Online.
Worst episode ever.
It's pretty bad, man.
Elder Scrolls Online is coming to current gen, so the date for that is June 8th, and it's the same release date of the Blackwood expansion, so it's going to probably be built into the game. It's specifically titled Elder Scrolls Online Console Enhanced Edition. It doesn't say edition, but that's kind of dumb. It should. But it's a free upgrade for anybody who already owns the PS4 or Xbox One version. And it'll offer performance mode or a 4K mode. Why would you want a higher res for instead of better frame rate?
Right. I don't think that's even a discussion anymore. I'll take the higher frame rate any day.
But that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Unless you want to talk about the bullet points, but
nah. Nah, I think we're good. Let's see. Break, next story. You guys just
coming to
go,
us
go
live
back and forth.
From RPG site, Hack/RPG, the Slormancer launches for Steam early access on April 6th. What was that? The Slore in Ghostbusters? The Slore attack? What was it? The Keymaster was giving that speech about a Slore? Damn it,
I know what you're talking about. I don't remember.
Anyway, I think he was talking to the horse when he said that speech. Slormite Studios, they really like slores, has announced that Hack/Loot RPG The Slormancer will launch for Steam. Well, I just said that. There's an early access trailer here. I'm just going to give you some bullet points. Key features and a rational story. Okay, I'm interested. You are born with absolutely no skill whatsoever, and yet you find a way to do the last hope of the realm as the enigmatic Slormancer and his incompetent underling try to conquer the world once again. How great, but like your godfather, like your grandfather once told you, you might not have the talent, but you have the will. Okay, well, doesn't sound like the bad guy has talent either.
This is kind of like the opposite of what happened to Armor Own Gundam. He just had the knowledge built in.
Three unique classes unlock the master more than unlock and master more than 200 unique abilities, upgrades, and passives for every class. Each active ability has its own skill tree, allowing you to create unique combinations. But it didn't say what the classes were. Harness the power of your ancestral legacy. Choose your legacy. Inherit the ancient powers among more than 150 element-related skills and passives in the ancestral skill tree. Master fire and summon powerful elements. Use ice to freeze your foes. Convoke thunder and create massive storms, embrace the power of light, or make one with shadow. It's up to you. Whew, that's a mouthful. Really long sentence. 120 unique and game-changing weapons available for every class. Each Storm Reaper is a unique and priceless weapon that can loot during your adventure. Ooh, that you can loot during your adventure. Ooh, I like that. Once found, wield it to benefit from its powerful effect, level it up, and eventually evolve it to a greater form, a slower form. Endless quest for epic loot. Find and collect normal. Yeah, we don't need to repeat this. Everybody knows loot.
Yeah.
Collect and progress. Yeah, we don't need to talk anymore about this.
Yeah, we're good. Sorry, I'm frantically typing as you're doing all this, guys, but continue on.
Damn it. Why is it taking an hour here for me to load? Oh.
Eric, you're up next, man.
Okay. Pixel art action RPG Anuchard launches for Steam in Q3 2021, and publisher Freedom Games and developer Stellar Null are the people that are working on this. And about the game. Eons ago, in a place far above, there was a land called Anuchar, a vast and prosperous island protected by five ancient guardians. One day, the guardians turn a brack on the Anuchardians. The utopian civilization shattered and fell from the heavens, leaving only a tiny island and mysterious dungeon behind. Here, a sordid abyss of time and space awaits alongside the slumbering guardians. And you play as the mystical bell wielder. Retro-inspired 2D action RPG. So I guess think Diablo.
Okay. I'm a big fan of Diablo games, but if it gets good reviews, I'll give it a wink. All right, break. What do you got
next? Oh, man, this is a huge article. I'm not going to go
through it. Don't read all of it, man.
CD Projekt, coming to us live from RPG site. CD Projekt outlines new development and marketing strategy for future AAA games, acquires Vancouver-based studio Digitalscapes. And they put it in the heading, Vancouver-based studio Digitalscapes Studio. I don't think their name is Digitalscapes Studio. Why are you giving me a load error here? Scroll, stupid. Let's see here. CEO Adam Kinsinski?
You're the best pronunciator on the show. That's why I give you these breaks.
Well, these are Polish names, man. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm butchering your names. I'm just going. I'm skipping ahead. Primary.
I always thought it was Kinsinski.
Kinsinski? Okay, that does look probably right. It's just.
I pronounced it a certain way, you still got it wrong.
A transformation of the core development group to Red 2.0, which will focus on the ability to develop multiple AAA games and expansions in parallel instead of the studio's previous focus on one big title at a time. Oh, yeah, because look how well that did for you. Shorter marketing cycles, promoting games much closer to the release rather than years ahead of launch. I think that's a lot smarter. Well,
part of me thinks that they're buying the studio so they don't actually have to divert their own resources.
Well, they obviously need more employees, any more staff. Expansion into online components. I guess that means they're going to have to be working remote or something. Additionally, CD Projekt announced the acquisition of Vancouver-based studio Digitalscapes, and I'm going to add studio. I want to call them Digitalscapes Studio from now on, which has been working with I don't want to forget about that. CDP for the last several years assisting in the development of the upcoming multiplayer component to Cyberpunk 2077, a game still not finished, should not have been released yet.
I agree.
Yeah, so like it boggles me that they're even thinking about doing two AAA games when they have to fix the other one that they haven't done yet.
Exactly. I mean,
the current gen versions aren't even out yet either.
What the hell? Are
And I think, and at this point, it seems like last gen versions are unsalvageable. They made a game for current gen, and they tried to backport it, and it didn't work.
Yeah, I don't think they care about the PS4 or Xbox One anymore. I think they've definitely moved on. But yeah, this just I think their whole buying another studio so they can have like that this whole work
and
on
they're
project
still going to somehow find a way to make them do crunch.
That's because they're going to have these new people working on another project instead of, you know, having more people work on one project so they don't have to do things like crunch and,
right,
you know, release a game a year before it's fucking
now
ready
you
and
have
released.
Three teams doing crunch.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, finally, when discussed current year roadmap, CD Projekt confirmed the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS update for The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt will land on second half of 2021. So, there you go.
Yep, there you go.
And apparently Cyberpunk's current gen versions will come out in the fall.
I did see that in fairness, the latest patch fixed quite a bit, but it's still not there yet. I mean, this is Witcher 3 all over again, to be honest with you, with them. I'm with you, Breakman. They're losing rep fast.
They apparently are skilled at developing, but they're just releasing these games before they're done.
Yep. Yep. No, you're right, man. I mean, fair is fair. I mean, it is what
just,
it is.
I mean, Bethesda's gotten away with it, but it
kind of.
So I don't
eager
think
for the
really
cheddar that you just need to release a game.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I don't think they'd be able to get away with it anymore after Fallout 76, but then they were bought by Microsoft, so they can probably get away with anything now.
Exactly, man. Exactly. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
You've got. As soon as it loads, a game that was once an April Fool's joke is now real because Soul Cresta is launching in 2021, which is a game that Platinum made an April Fool's Day joke of last year.
Jeez.
But it is a spiritual successor to games like Moon Cresta and Terra Cresta. And it's the first entry in Platinum Games' Neo Classic arcade series.
Okay.
Looks like a nifty little shmup.
All right.
Yeah, I kind of like it when they do that. Well, was it Red Faction that did that with their ostrich gun or something like that? It was an April Fool's joke. Was it Red Faction? I don't remember which game it was, but it was a joke, an April Fool's joke. They said, here's this, and it was so popular that they actually put it in the game.
Yeah, I mean, some things take life like that if there's enough interest, you know. That's cool. All right. What's next on the agenda?
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Earth Defense Force World Brothers launches May 27th in the West for PS4, Switch, and PC. Oh, interesting. Third-person voxel-style shooter, Earth... Whoa. Wow, yeah, I'm looking at the screen. Wow, okay. That's a different look. You don't see a game like this very often. Looks like this, anyway.
Kid-friendly Earth Defense Force.
Right. Anyway, players across the globe can square off against invaders to restore a shattered voxel Earth from many pieces back to one piece. Following a successful launch in Japan on December 24th, 2020, EDF fans and new players alike will be able to enlist in Earth Defense Force World Brothers as it launches with English voice and subtitles across global markets this spring. And for the first time ever in Earth Defense Force series, the Earth Defense Force will deploy on a Nintendo Switch system, as well as the newly added PC platform via Steam and the PlayStation 4 computer entertainment system, which most people are moving on from at this point. If they can get a hands on the PS5, I mean, good luck.
No PS5 version? Huh?
I know. Good luck. Good luck getting a PS5. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, there's more here, but it's not. There's nothing really.
No,
yeah,
we're good.
No. I'll skip ahead on this. Though players can save the world in Earth Defense Force World Brothers campaign solo with AI teammates, they can also enlist with friends in 4-player online co-op play on each platform. However, the game does not support cross-platform play, which is kind of a bummer. Players can also look forward to playing offline with 2-player split-screen on the PlayStation 4 system and 4-player LAN co-op on Nintendo Switch system, which requires players to have their own Switches, obviously. I don't know why they put it in. I guess they have to put it in here. We all know that.
Yeah.
You need your own Switch.
All right.
If you want to play friends. You have to bring your own Switch to the party unless you have rich friends and you can you know, get them to buy a Switch for you, like, have that set in mind.
Right, exactly, man. I like your line of thinking there, Brakeman. That's good.
Well, if they were rich, they probably already had those Switches aside.
Yeah, like, I'm saying have one, like, with my name on it, you know.
Right.
Like, right. Like the yellow one's mine. He can have, like, the teal one, and, you know, Jack over there can have something else. Whatever colors are left, I don't give a shit.
Oh, man, this show's so far off the rails, man. We should continue on. Eric, next story.
This show's broken. Let's go.
It is broken, man. Like, right. I'm so discombobulated.
From Gamatsu, we've got the Oddworld collection for Switch, which launches on May 27th and includes Oddworld and Oddworld Munch's Odyssey and Oddworld Stranger's Wrath. Strangely enough, it doesn't have Abe's Odyssey. You think they probably didn't have enough room for the Switch version, so they had to sell it separately, I guess. Because Soulstorm's coming out soon. So, that's all there really is.
Okay.
All right. Unless you want me to talk about each game, but nah.
Nah, go ahead, break.
You know, I'm waiting for it to load because for some reason this Gamatsu website isn't live. It's slow. It's probably my fault. My shitty connection, I'm guessing. I need to update my internet.
Oh, wait, not Abe's Odyssey. Abe's Exodus. That's the second game. That's right.
Gamatsu, Final Fantasy 14 for PS5 open beta test begins April 13th. There you go.
All right,
here's a thing on the PlayStation.
You can play the game in 60 FPS now, yay.
A rich and unparalleled experience with lightning fast loading times, greatly increased frame rates, true 4K resolution, 3D audio, and haptic feedback.
Yeah,
I could see 4K and 60 happening, considering this game was as old as the PS3.
Yeah.
Well, just about as old as the PS3.
Hey, I got a quick question for you guys. Do you guys remember the mascot we had to pick before the show started?
No, because I wasn't here.
Breakman? What was it?
The Prince of...
oh, yeah.
Of
Prince. Katamari. Gotcha. Gotcha. Thank you. Appreciate it. Continue on, guys. Sorry.
I don't even have the next article loaded yet. I mean, I'm sorry. Was that loud?
Wait. You just did it, so I guess it's my turn.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Altillier Online comes west. See, I saved you for having to deal with this.
But, a game franchise I will never own because I don't fucking know how to pronounce their names.
You just play the games and they'll tell you how.
Well, I know, but then I'd have to come on the show and tell them.
Even though they can't get it right because they always get different voice directors who don't know how to pronounce it.
Exactly. So why are you going to add
voice
even...
voice actors end up saying it wrong.
Yeah, why are you going to add even more... More,
but hey, you could play a game without knowing the title.
I know, but then I'd have to come on the show and like talk about it. You know, I don't know the name of this game, but
a game with the words in it. anyways, Altillier Online, Alchemist of Brescil. Yeah, No, not Brescil.
Oh, darn it, man! I got all excited for
way interested, not as interested.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I don't even know if that's how to pronounce it, but that's probably the closest approximation I can think of in my head. But developed by NHN PlayArt, and I'm worried they'll have gacha elements that will suck, so fuck this game.
Yeah.
Until I hear more. And yeah, this is definitely gacha elements, because I see Aisha, Nelke, a couple other ones I don't recognize because I haven't played those because they were never launched in English.
Yeah.
And I think Verona's on there.
Alchemist, so. If breast milk is what Freak said. Yeah, it was something like that. Freak Five. Oh man, this show's already gone to hell and back.
Because, like, think about it; it's two syllables.
Right. Right. Exactly. All right.
I think it's breast something.
Right. Exactly.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Nico Para, Catboy's Paradise. What the?
Oh man! What?
Announced for PC, iOS, and Android.
What's a date? Come on, man. Pull it together. What's wrong with you?
I can't help it. Come on, man. Catboy's Paradise? Like, who came up with this idea?
I have no
It's
idea.
Actually an April Fool's joke made real.
What?
Oh, shit. Are you kidding me? Like, it was great. It'd be a great April Fool's joke. It made me laugh.
Exactly.
NicoWorks has announced that Atomy visual novel Nicopara Catboy's Paradise for PC, iOS, and Android. It will launch as a free title this summer with English, Japanese, and Chinese languages.
Don't expect an erotic element to this version of the game because Otomes usually don't have them.
Right.
Okay. I don't like
that. And it'll only be limited to the PC version anyway, so.
April Fool's Day project of 2019 is coming under the algae.
They give you porn for free, so it's definitely not kind of porn.
You know, here's an idea for a tournament next month, guys. Like the top 64 April Fool's pranks of all time. Like, we should have did that this month, man. That would have been so appropriate.
Oh, God. Remember, like, I think it was GamePro. They had, like, their, like, a whole, like, section in there for it.
I don't think anything games. I think the best April Fool's joke of all time is the Street Fighter Shenlong trick.
Oh man, that was huge, man. That was a good
one.
Yeah,
it fooled a lot of people. Yeah. Like, there are a lot of mad people about it.
The funny thing is that it actually inspired Goki Akuma.
Yeah.
Alright, here we go. I'm gonna tell you about this game. You take over the coffee shop and house of your late grandfather. I want to continue my dear grandfather's coffee shop, you thought, but were at a loss as to how. That's when a certain school suggested, why not take into this lovely shop some knowledgeable live-in trainees, and imploring you to accept the offer, but the trainees that appeared before you were not human trainees, but four carnivorous cats. Granted, you have heard the humanoid cat clerks are not that all uncommon these days. He started what? Running a coffee shop with four cats in the mouth again.
Let's see. Print 5 says, break. Are you going to answer the dear break man I put in chat?
Oh, sorry, man. There's only two of us doing the news. I couldn't get to that. I saw it, but I couldn't.
All right. What story are we on, break?
Do you want me to wait on the one you gave us then till next week and just do this one? That's the last story.
Jeez. Oh, that's the last story. Okay, we're done with all the stories. Sorry I couldn't give a video. I had to frantically try to fix the tournament for later in the show, but it's fixed, so we're good to go.
I can't believe there's a cat game called Catboy's Paradise.
Catboy's Paradise, man. That's pretty awesome. Okay, that's the news, guys. Let's see. Homie Discounts still got the... 30.
I think Weird Al should do a song for the game.
Catboy's Paradise. What would be Paradise? What would be Paradise?
Gangster's Paradise. He redid. I think
he already did that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Paradise City. Maybe.
Oh, maybe
Catboy City.
Catboy City. All right. PS Plus. Still, I think it's hovering around $26 on that. CD keys, so check that out.
It was 27 when I last checked. So
it fluctuates left and right, so whatever it is, it's always hovers around $30, so that's still a good deal. It's half price, so there you go. Games for April, Eric, what are the games for April on PS Plus?
Okay, the games for April are... hold on, I need to load, because of course it does.
This is a decent... decent week.
Oddworld Soulstorm, which is actually new, so that's nice. I still need to play Abe's Odyssey and Exodus, but okay. At least I'll get to it eventually. Days Gone, which recently got a 60 FPS patch for PS5.
Yeah, that's neat.
And Zombie Army Dead War 4, or maybe just Zombie Army 4 Dead War. I don't know. Yeah. The way it's positioned is weird.
This is a good month for me, except for Days Gone. Well, maybe even Days Gone. Like, Days Gone's on the collection anyways, so it's like that one's kind of a head-scratcher to me, but Soulstorm's a brand-new game.
Yeah, but this is for people who don't have PS5s. That's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. But that's fine. Zombie Army...
Also, I think we should mention the games that are part of the Play at Home initiative. Most notable among them being Ratchet and Clank,
yeah,
which got a recently PS5 patch for 60 FPS.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, cool. And then there's some gold games as well, right, Eric?
Yeah. But why don't you do the gold games while I find out what the other Play at Home games are, so okay. I can tell people.
Yeah, no. Or Break, do you know the gold games by chance?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, I got to click on the link here. It's Vikings, Wolves of Midgard. That's cool. Truck Racing something championship, I think. I hope it's not like that other truck game that's awful. But that's free, and normally it's $60, so that's value there. Dark Void, which was a 360 game. I vaguely remember playing Dark Void. I didn't care too much for it, but worth the try again. Yeah. And Hardcore Uprising. So those are the games with gold and with the Game Pass Ultimate. So there you go.
I got it. Okay. List for the Play at Home games.
Okay.
Abzu, Enter the Gungeon, Res Infinite, Subnautica, The Witness, Astrobot Rescue Mission, which doesn't need PlayStation VR, but it probably plays better with it.
Okay.
The ones that absolutely do need PlayStation VR, though, are Moss and Paper Beast. But the other game is Thumper.
Okay, Thumper's...
Wait, they made a game for Bambi's friend?
Thumper. Oh, man. If you knew that game, Breakman, it would make it even funnier. Because it's like... It's this wicked, like, rhythm racing game. And it's actually really good. But it couldn't be further from... Thumper from Bambi. That's
there's content. Also another. This is from the PlayStation blog. It has nothing to do with the Play at Home games, but I thought I'd mention it. But it says, in participating countries, we're also offering an extended trial to Funimation or a Wakanim, depending on the region. I think Wakanim is like the European version of Funimation or something. But anyways, it's the extended trial offer kicks off on March 25th and is available through April 22nd, so you've got some time.
Freak 5 is exiled. He says, Vlad, Percy says, how dare you make fun of my pronunciation of wolves, man?
Also, okay, here's another one. Horizon Zero Dawn Complete Edition will be available for free between April 19th to May 15th.
Yeah. Slagar, what you drinking, man? And, have you been brewing lately, Slagar? Do you still brew? I know he's like
April 19th, 8 p.m. Pacific, so just keep that in mind.
All right. Is that it for discounts? All right. Breakman, should I hit your music? Dear Break, man, what do we got?
Oh, there's an urgent one. I already addressed it in chat, so it's, you know, it's a crisis averted. But Freak 5 Chaos has one specifically about what to drink tonight. He says, Dear Break, man, I have two different beers I haven't tried before. Which should I drink first? The first is a Russian Imperial Stout, which sounds delicious, called Vladimir Putin.
Okay.
The second is a smoked Hellas called Hellscape. That sounds interesting to me too. They both sound pretty good.
Yeah, I would go with the Granddaddy Purple myself. But you know, who
recommendation to him was to go with the save the Hellscape for later. You know, because you're going to go to hell last, right? I mean, that makes sense.
Right. Right, exactly. Last one in is last one out. You know what I'm saying, Breakman?
Smoked Hellas is going to guess taste like Band-Aids.
Band-Aids, smoked Hellas. Oh, man, that's good.
And tastes like fire and brimstone.
Exactly. God. And hay, anyways.
it tastes like hate and venom.
Yeah, exactly. What else you got, Brake?
Well, what do you think, Frank? I think we agree on that one, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay.
So the Vladimir Putin beer I recommend. And then the other is a question he sent to us via Twitter. And that question is, if your friends make a bet before your marriage on how long your marriage lasts, do you deserve pot if you are married longer than the longest bet?
Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. Is this one of those like weird, like riddled, you know, riddle me this type things? What? Say that again.
This sounds more like dead, like the, you know, the Deadpool. Like it sounds like that. Like Deadpool like, and all of his friends bet on how and when they're going to get divorced, and it sounds like they beat their friends. I didn't know marriage was a competition for you, but okay. And I'll repeat the question for Frank. If your friends make a bet before your marriage on how long your marriage lasts, do you deserve pot if you are married longer than the longest bet?
Oh, that's, I mean, hell yeah.
Your marriage is counted if you're not...
To say, do you deserve the pot? Okay.
Your marriage is counted if they're not state sanctioned.
Yeah, I agree with you, actually. Let's just unsanction it all. Like, who cares? Like, and then they punish you if you get divorced, man. Like, your credit goes in the shitter. And, like, it's just not nice, man.
But so let me reread the question as he meant to say it. Okay. I like the question as it's posed because I think that's pretty fucking hilarious. Okay. I was going to say, I don't know. Is this like a silver anniversary, like on your... I think, like, what's silver, 40 years or something like this? On, like, your 20th year, it's pot now.
In Colorado, it's pot every year. All right. Read the question as it's intended, Breakman.
Okay, as the question was intended, if your friends make a bet before your marriage on how long your marriage lasts, do you deserve the pot if you're married longer than the longest bet? yes, you deserve the pot and pot. So, yeah. They actually owe you pot and the pot.
Right.
Let me see. How long? I need to know figures. Like, how much was the original bet? How long has this been going? Because there's compound interest.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, of course. You got to get the compound interest.
For every single year on top of the original bet.
Oh, and you forgot the luxury tax if any of your friends became successful, Freak Five. You know, you got to charge them a luxury tax as well. Get that money, man. Yeah,
I
agree.
Well, not only that, like, they won the competition, so the losers obviously have to get divorced.
Oh, yeah, of course. All of y'all get divorced now.
Yeah, like, Freak won, so Freak and his wife, they stay married, but all their loser friends have to get divorced.
Right, so, right. I mean,
what you
yeah.
get for being losers.
Exactly.
Shouldn't have made a bet if you can't pay up.
Exactly. Although I don't know if Mrs. Freak deserves a lifetime of punishment. Break, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we are talking about. No, I know.
Well, you said divorce. You never said it for how long.
I mean, you know, with
they always get remarried.
That's true. Huh?
Yeah, that's true too. So there you go.
I guess there is a loophole. Damn it.
16th anniversary next month. Freak Five says, "Wow, congratulations, man. That's a long time to be with one person." So
I don't know the whole anniversary thing. Like, 1 year's paper, another year's like. Plastic or something like
that. I don't
that.
Know all those years either. Just make shit up, man. Like I said, here in Colorado, it's weed every year, you know?
Pot. It's pot-iversary.
Exactly. Anything else you got, Break?
No. I gotta say, because of the misinterpretation, it's one of my favorite questions ever.
I like both versions of it.
I wonder when the economy collapses, the currency will be Funkos, and then you can use that as a dowry for marriages.
I'll use that as leverage, man. Like here's everybody's got to come to me because I got all the rare horror Funkos. You know, yes, can I have that Cthulhu, please? You know, I want to get married. Oh, you know, it's like an engagement ring type thing.
It's going to cost you the first 2 nights with your bride.
Why? Shit. 2 nights? Just 1 night, man. Maybe what? 15 minutes?
Okay. Fine. Whatever. I mean, I was... Okay. Whatever you want, man. You're in charge. It's your way.
That's a hell of a...
You want it to be just a minute long.
Bride slash husband, whatever.
Yeah, that's a hell of a commitment there. 2 days, Break, man? I mean, that's, you know, it's pushing the boundaries of what's possible, man. Okay. All right, let's move on to what we've been playing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
He only recently found out about this bet. Only one of the people who was in on the bet. Well, you're gonna have to find out because they owe you a divorce. They owe you divorces. They owe you pot and the pot. Like they owe and interest.
Yeah, and luxury tax.
And luxury tax and emotional distress because it didn't tell you at the time. You know, you get your money. Okay, so anyway, what have I been playing? I've been playing...
I know what you haven't been playing. You haven't been playing Mario 35, Breakman.
Fuck.
go ahead. I'm sorry, Breakman.
I was playing Mario 35 until they killed him.
Yeah, exactly.
Great Mario Master 2021.
Yeah, did you guys see that, man? It's crazy. No more
actually,
Mario.
Actually, the one Mario thing that's still available is Super Mario All-Stars on the Nintendo Switch Online.
Well, it's probably still available at places like Walmart, because last time I checked, they had like...
Oh, yeah, they're still selling them until they run out.
Yeah.
But I think GameStop only pulled its listing online just so that they can fuck with the boss a little bit before the scalpers come in.
Scalpers.
I can go on for 2 days. Freak five. Freak five's exiled again. You son of a bitch. I mean, like as far as commitment goes, you son of a bitch. That's what I meant. God damn.
2 days
is
a commitment to you, Jesus Frank.
Or this is the worst thought. They did it to help the scalpers because if nobody else could buy the game, bots are going to be set up in that time
frame. Damn, Freak five. He said one person that was in on that bet got married, got a divorce, got married again, and then died. Oof.
Wow, like he really lived up to the bet. That was an honorable dude.
At least it wasn't like one of those horror ones where like you said you had to kill yourself and then like they expect you to kill yourself, you know, like years later. Bullshit like that. All right.
Or like a comedy, a black comedy, like you win and then you die. Like I win! Like a heart attack.
There have been people that, like, have gotten so excited that they won the lottery and just fucking died on the spot, man. Sad. Really, really sad. Sucks. All right, what else you been playing, Break?
Not Mario anymore. Mario. I'm so upset that I got out. On the Switch, at least you can play, like, old Mario games. So I played
from what I heard, some people can play 35, but others can't. But they're, like, slowly shutting down. I tried
this morning just in case. I was like, maybe he's still alive. No. So I played through the original Mario Brothers because I missed him so much with Super Mario, and then I still miss him, so I started playing the Lost Levels.
You ever pick up the 3D All-Stars?
Yeah, I did. I got it.
Yeah. I bought a long time ago when I thought there were going to be limited quantities. Yeah. I didn't know Walmart and Target and all of them were going to buy 500 billion of them.
Yeah, and just slowly put them on the shelf.
Yeah.
Wow, that's rough. That's even rougher, Freak 5. Ugh. Kidney transplant.
I remember when the Wii version of the Super Mario All-Stars Collection came out, and like they sold those for years because they had bought so many. Yeah.
All right, Break. What else you been playing, man?
Man, I'm not making more jokes with him around. He's killing me. I mean, what was it? I'm sorry. What did we say? And I also played some more of the Among Us. I'm wondering if it's going to be better if I played it on console because I'm sick of people quitting all the time.
Are you playing it on the phone or something?
Yeah, I'm playing on the phone.
People quit that game.
I can imagine this game can't be more than $5 like on a console.
I think it's $5 on Switch.
Okay, that sounds about right. Yeah. I'm thinking about playing on guns because the online has got to be better, but maybe on an Xbox rather than Switch.
Yeah.
Because like the phone, like, just somebody dies, they quit automatically, or people quit the game, and then suddenly you have like, oh, there's only three people left. Oh, two of them are the bad guys, and one guy's the sorry about his luck.
Yeah. Slayer says
Slayer. I think the rumor is that the Switch Pro or whatever is going to come out this year, later, at some point, but we don't know anything yet, real definitively.
Yeah, I think summer they're going to maybe make that announcement. I don't know. It's like, there's a lot of mystery around that whole thing. Nintendo's super tight-lipped. There's no leaks yet that I know of.
E3 time, maybe.
There was
Is there a rush for them to release a new console?
No. I don't see a rush for it. I mean, it'd be nice to have, but I
kind of want like a regular Switch for my TV, like so I can play on the big screen. I kind of want one of those, but I'm happy with my Switch Lite.
Yeah, I just hold off, I would say, and get the 2 whenever it comes out. I mean, like if it's 2 years, great. That's even better, break man. But you know what would be nice if they announced something like Metroid 4 to go along with that. Like it's on that system, that'd be cool. But whatever. Sounds like that would be the Return of Mario scenario. Yeah, maybe Slagar. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, does make
sense. For Mario Bros. 4, yeah. Mario is dead.
Yeah. I've been playing Mario 35, Friday 13.
Or Luigi's Mansion 4 is about resurrecting Mario.
Right.
Path of Exile and Goblin Sword, Freak 5. That's cool, man. I like my Switch.
Joke about the remastered of Mario is missing is you looking for the missing copies of the Mario collection.
Exactly. Okay, anything else? Break?
Mario! Oh, sorry. No, that's it.
All right, Eric. You're up. What you been playing?
Just more Bravely Second. I finished it, but along with Yakuza Like a Dragon, I finished that. I'm gonna just do an audio review of both of those, so I didn't get them in time for this today, so you'll have to wait for them.
Alright.
But, do have a review later about Godzilla and the Hypebusters DLC for Gears 5, but that's all I've really been playing.
Okay.
Godzilla versus Kong, you know who won? King Ghidorah. Yeah. Sorry, exactly. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoilers for sure. I've been playing Ghost and Goblins. Is it Ghost and Goblins or Ghost and Ghouls Resurrection or Ghouls and
Ghost
Goblins?
Ghost and Goblins.
Okay, Ghost and Goblins Resurrection a little bit. I got to give props to Bernie. Bernie beat the first boss. I was really impressed. I did not expect her to do that well, but she did it. She got past the first boss. But let's see. Hellblade, Send You a Sacrifice, a little bit more of that. Liking that game, but I'm gonna try to beat that game this week, and have a review for you guys next week. Speaking of reviews,
RP Grinders reviews.
Okay, all of us have had the opportunity to see Godzilla versus Kong.
It was Gamera who won. That's right.
I'm going to do my quick spoiler review, simple score, and tell you if I liked it or not. If these guys are going to go into spoilers, that they'll let you know, so that way they, don't spoil it for you.
I'll probably just mute myself because I want to, like...
I'll also say is the movie makes fun of the fact that everybody's going to die by admitting it themselves.
So anyways, here's my thing. I got everything I wanted. I loved the movie. 10 out of 10. That's from me. That's it.
I absolutely love this franchise. Like, just, it's giant monsters destroying and Godzilla king of the fucking monsters. And I just love it. Love it.
Yes. But next week we will go into deep detail. Eric, did you want to add anything real quickly? Nothing spoilery?
There's a lot of neon.
There was a lot of homage to like the old Godzilla too, in the newer. Maybe it was in the Godzilla King of the Monsters I'm thinking of, where he played his theme, for instance. Mm. It was kind of like an updated version of his theme, but it was like,
yeah, you're
shit,
thinking
that's the Godzilla theme. You know, if you've watched the 60s Godzilla movies, you know that, like that tune.
Slagar says you act like there would be a way to screw up a Godzilla movie.
There is. It was called Godzilla. It was made in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people didn't like the 2014 version, but
it was
fine. It just didn't have enough of what most people expect from Godzilla. Yeah. They wanted a big monster fight, and they kind of did a callback to the original Godzilla movie because of the human element.
I agree with you. Eric. I really do. There you go. Freak says.
I mean, they didn't do as good of a job as the original in that aspect, yeah. But at least they tried.
Freak says. With the original, part of it was just, I think, like 5 years after the atomic bomb. So a lot of that was built into it, like the fear of not just. And not just death, but the fear
yeah,
but of
I think the problem with suddenly the happening. The version is that it tried to do that, but it also kept trying to pull away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you though, Brake. All of those movies are good in their own way. Like, but next week we'll go into details.
I was surprised by Skull Island too. I really enjoyed that. It felt like it was way closer to, say, Jurassic Park than Transformers, like I was expecting.
Yeah, and I like Skull Island quite a bit, too. I know it gets a lot of hate, but
The previews made it look like it was basically Transformers. Like, it's going to be a whole movie of him fighting the military type thing.
Yeah. So, is the next MonsterVerse movie going to be Gamera?
What was that?
The next MonsterVerse movie, is it going to be Gamera?
I don't know.
God, I hope not.
Yeah.
That'd be like, hey, we give up.
Yeah, exactly. Freak says, is Paul Bunyan a kaiju? If he is, he's the worst kaiju ever, Freak 5. He's America's kaiju, I guess, which is awful.
Well, do you consider Ultraman a kaiju?
Ooh, that's a good question.
He's a kaiju fighter.
Ah, okay.
But he becomes kaiju, he becomes that size, you know, so...
That's
but
a good question.
If you don't consider him kaiju, then no. Then Paul Bunyan's not a kaiju.
Well, then would Paul Bunyan's ox would definitely be a kaiju if Paul Bunyan was a kaiju.
Blue would be. Yeah.
All right.
Wait, was Blue his name? He was a blue ox. What was his name? Blue.
Sounds as good as anything.
Luigi.
Luigi Necromancer Slayer. That's good. I just saw that comment. Return of Mario. All right. let's see where we're. Oh, Eric, you had a review of Gears 5 Hive Busters DLC.
Yeah.
Oh, the Oxygen Abe. Okay.
I haven't actually beat the DLC, but it's like 6 chapters long. It's very short. I'm on chapter 5 right now. Uh-huh. And I had to quit playing because I had to do my laundry, and that's why I was almost here late. Takes a while. At my parents' house, because it's not like a laundromat where you can just put 2 different loads in 2 different machines.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
But, laundromat, it's so much easier. It's so much nicer.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't imagine having to go to my parents to do laundry.
Yeah.
It'd be a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, but at least I don't have to pay for it.
I know, but I mean, it's like if it's in your home, you can just. Go put it in there and go watch TV or some shit, you know.
Yeah,
it's you put a you do it and you go do something else. That's it's
yeah, play games, you know.
That's what I do, but like that's why laundromats kind of suck because you got to kind of stay there.
Oh god, I hate laundromats. I used to go there as a kid so many times.
You know what has
I can barely hear anything on my phone when I watch a video while I wait for the laundry to get done.
You know what
it
has
it's impossible to do things like homework and then like there'd be like a tiny screen with the basketball game on. Like I can't see which team that is.
I put that so out in the 60s, there isn't even a TV, so that's why I bring my phone.
That's called get glasses, break man. You know, sounds like
shut.
Anyways,
when I was a little kid and those 13 9-inch televisions they'd have hanging in the laundromat and
DLC is more Gears, but like they tweaked it a bit so each character that you can play as has different abilities that like let them do certain things. Like the lady character has a skill that called the Electro Blade that which just supercharges your melee attack. And the other one can set up a shield, which absorbs hits for a while. And the other one can resupply you with ammo, and you can get upgrades for them. Like, the ammo one can reduce damage taken while in the resupplying field. It just slowly regenerates your ammo count for whatever weapons you have. That's kind of nice if you need extra firepower.
Yeah.
It's basically... a third of the size of the original Gears campaign. So it's just chunky enough to be substantial. But the thing is, when I downloaded Gears 5 to my Xbox Series X, it didn't install it right away, because I think it installed the Games with Gold version instead. So it had to download it from the servers as part of my Game Pass, because the Hypebusters is part of the Game Pass, and I don't think it's a part of the Games with Gold version that I got. But it was nice playing the game at 60 frames. So, and it looks nice on my TV with HDR turned on.
Yeah, that's a under
Damn,
under
like, it's huge, over 500 gigs of data.
Damn, man, that's crazy. That's crazy.
That's most of my hard drive.
Yeah, right there. That is crazy. Okay, so what are you giving Gears 5 Hypebusters, Eric?
That's if you want to install everything, though. At that point, they should just make multiplayer its own game. But whatever.
Yeah.
And seriously, learn how to compress your shit, developers.
Yeah. Good point.
I'm going to give DLC an 8.5.
Okay. 8.5 out of 10, not too bad.
The setting for the game takes place in the Pacific Islander area.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's awesome. All right. I'm looking forward to playing Gears 5 on the new Xbox when I get it. Man, it's going to be a fun time. All right. Let's get to everybody's favorite.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, you're up. You're Stinko of
I've got
the week.
Two. I already talked about one, the Great Mario Master of 2021.
I know. Pour one out, man. Pour one out for Mario.
I was so enjoying Mario 35. That's not that. Benching Godzilla and that were the reasons I only played like a couple hours of Far Cry, because I was playing that so much, and I didn't want to see it go.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, the popularity's got to still be there, right, with that game. Like
Nintendo, you don't have to emulate Disney. Get rid of the Nintendo Vault.
Yeah, I agree, man.
Yeah, like, why don't they keep going with it until, say, it's not popular anymore? But I guess it's free, and they probably just don't want to pay for it anymore.
Well, just charge people for it. Charge,
You know, that'd be a good idea to have something like that.
Well, they kind of do already. You can only play it through those online service that you already paid for. So
well,
that's
a good point. I understand that. That's a good point. Yeah.
But that's not expensive, though. The online service is like really
$20 bucks a year.
Yeah. It's the cheapest of the bunch.
I would love to see them do this more. Like some of these old NES games, like this competition was so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm not the first person you heard upset with Mario 35 being gone.
Was Elizabeth Brake upset or something?
No, Freak says he's not the only one. So there's people. People are upset, but alone. Not much you can do. It's how it is.
But I think it'd be pretty cool if you did something like this with, say, maybe Mario 2 or something.
What if they make it the year of Waluigi instead a couple days? So let's just make an announcement.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been April Fool's
Day. Or Wario.
Or if they like announced 2 months ahead of time or 3 months that they were coming out with a Waluigi game or something on April 1st, and just like keep hyping it up that entire time, big marketing campaign, and then April Fool's, no Waluigi game.
That would be hilarious. Yeah. Zelda 35.
I almost thought they were going to do a Mother 3 announcement April Fool's joke, but no, they didn't. They're not that cruel, I guess.
Like that would have to be structured differently, but yeah, absolutely you could do that. And then, something like, say, Contra, you kill an enemy and the enemy goes to the other your enemy screen, just the possibilities of this would be so much fun.
It would be. Slagar says bring your own at daycares. Too many 16-year-old moms are there as far as beer goes. Wow. Oh, man.
I have to question why you'd bring beer to a daycare center.
It's a joke, Eric. It's a joke. All right.
It's sad what else? Not more people use condoms, young people.
I know it's a joke, but if somebody really did that, I would have to question them.
She doesn't get a chance to really be a girl. She's got to go on to being a mother because.
I know, man. Crazy. Anyway,
but
Crazy. All right. What else you got?
Well, I mean, it, more than likely, I'm not going to say more than likely, but, you know, a lot of it's like religious beliefs and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right. What else you got, Brake?
My other one goes to finally Ohio has opened up the COVID vaccine to everybody available. That's not my stinko. My stinko is that next day I went to sign up to get it, and all the reservations are completely booked up already.
Like there, yeah. I'm still waiting for Drug Mart, which I registered for, to let me know when they made it available, because I guess they still haven't.
It's because of the supply. There's supply issues in Ohio. Like there every store that I tried to get into, we're like, no, we can't even reserve right now.
Yeah, it's fuck. Well, it's gonna be crazy here when they finally open up. But it's still 65 and older here, man. I'm still afraid to go out. Like it's not over. Like it's spiking everywhere that's opening up.
I said on Twitter I wasn't gonna be doing Easter dinner with my family, but I actually am, because I almost forgot my sister's moving to Texas. It's probably the last time I'll see her. So,
yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Well, never say never, Eric. You never know. Yeah. But I hear you.
At least for quite some time. Yeah. So.
Well, my sister's leaving for El Salvador, and I can't wait. I can't wait. Man, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. But
are they getting deported?
If I'll have you know, Eric.
And you're not gonna,
Eric.
I'm saying this might be the one. Banks doesn't care. They get deported.
Break. What's funny about this is Break is actually her husband did get deported, and he's a good guy. I talked about it before on the show, man. But she's moving. Yeah, she's moving. I mean, thankfully, because I can't stand her, but I like him quite a bit. He didn't deserve what he got, but whatever. Okay.
I didn't know that was the person who got deported.
Yeah. All right, Break, man. Anything else?
Yeah, meanwhile, Frank was standing next to him. Was, no, her! I said her!
Her, not him! Yeah, exactly, man. Oh, man. 65 and older, so why haven't you gotten your vaccine yet, Frank? Oh, how dare you, Freak 5. How dare you?
They opened it up in Ohio to 16 and older, so it's available for us if they would get them.
Yeah,
I'm hoping by the end of April.
I'm just hoping by June I get mine, man. I got a big concert in August to go to, man. So Bernie and I need to get ours by June. That's all I'm saying.
At this first, I think it's like 4 to 6 weeks before you can have the second shot, isn't it?
I think it's 2 weeks.
Is it 2 weeks?
I'm pretty sure. Because my parents got it, and yeah, I think it was 2 weeks in between. But either way, I'm hoping by June, like the beginning of June.
Yeah, so if it gets two shots, yeah, I should have it by June then too.
Yeah. So there you go. All right, anything else, Break?
No, that's it.
All right, Eric, do you have a one this week, or was yours from last week, I think?
My Stinko.
No, Stinko. Your Stinko.
Stinko. Eric. Oh, no, that's from last week.
Mine's a real quick one. I asked you before the show, Eric, about your contacts at Namco Bandai, because Toy Box Tony gave me a DM. I'm not going to go into too much detail because I don't know what he wants on air and not. But all I'm going to say is, and it's not Namco Bandai directly, so I don't want anybody, you know, getting in a rough, but like, if you buy something online, you know, let's say it's not from eBay or Amazon or one of the big ones, but like a mid-size, like, seller, right? And I don't know what that would be. And the item comes broken, and there's no fixing it on your account. Like, wouldn't you guys expect, like, if not a refund, at least a credit towards getting something else or something of that nature? Like, isn't that, like, you know, part of
standard operating procedure?
Yeah.
Most companies?
Yeah. It just seemed like this company that Tony was dealing with was not forthcoming and being real helpful about, you know,
I only deal with PR.
No, I know. That's what I was asking, because, like, indirectly, like they have a not a video game division. I was hoping to get in contact with, like, somebody, like, in their merchandising and, like,
action figures. Yeah, that'd probably be completely different PR firm.
No, I know, but like, you can get contacts from contacts. You know what I'm saying, Eric? Like,
yeah, I know.
You know, I mean, that's how it works. Like, you know, you get contacts from contacts.
You gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. But I just... I don't know what to think. I mean, honestly, like Tony, if you're listening,
shitty customer service.
It really is, and I think we're all in agreement there. But there's got to be a way to, like, either get your money back or get, you know, some sort of resolution with that. But if I find out anything, like, if anybody knows a contact from, like, not like they're merchandising, like, figures and stuff like that, but it's not even.
But if they're operating through eBay, shouldn't you just take that with eBay?
No. It's not eBay or anything like that. That's why I was saying it wasn't one of the big, you know, big vendors. It was like a medium.
Size. Yeah, you'd have to contact the person who's facilitating the vending.
Yeah. Frank says Frank doesn't get contacts. He gives contacts. Eyes. Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, maybe the Better Business Bureau. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough one. The amount of money was the another problem I had with it, too. It was quite a bit of money. And I'm like, you know, you got to get at least credit or your money back. You know, maybe they don't have the specific item anymore. You know, they should offer maybe alternatives or something of that nature. So I don't know. We'll talk more about it, Tony. You know, it's one of those things. All right, let's move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
All right, Sweetos of the week. Breakman, what you got?
Oh, apparently Freaky said his family was so fucking high for a week after they met Frank that it took them 2 months to finally get home because they're just so high.
So are you telling me that Frank is a narcotic?
I'm walking off the show, man. You guys are awful. I hate you all, man. That's awesome, Freak Five. I see how you are, man. Yeah, I was wondering why Freak Five was acting so weird and odd. You know, he was starting to take off his pants and, you know, I mean, he was getting a little loose there, man. I was like, did you have a couple before you came, Freak Five? Or what's going on here, man? You know, stuff like that.
I don't remember ever getting drunk and wanting to take my pants off at some guy's house I just met.
Well, I mean, even Mrs. Freak was like, hey, you know, you got to calm down there, Freak. You know,
I've been really, really, really drunk at strangers' houses before.
Well, I mean, to each his own. I mean, Freak Five, you know, he's into weird, you know, things. So, you know, like, I mean... What's weirder than that? Getting, you know, undressed in one of your friend's presence, man. It's kind of awkward and weird.
Oh, I mean, okay. Oh, that makes sense then. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. What you got, Brake?
What were we talking about? Sweetos. Sweetos. Okay. It's been a kind of a bad week for some bad guys, which I like. The Georgia Republicans, you know, they're Kemp especially crying about, you know, talking about moving because of our voter right. You can't do this. So, well, earlier today, MLB said that they are taking the All-Star game out of Georgia.
That's a good on them. I you know, I railed against the NBA for not taking action, and I'm in high praise of them. And I'm not a big fan of the way MLB does business, but this is a good move. It's a good move. No problem with
Freak
that.
Freak says he used to always get naked while he was drunk. That's not a surprise then. Okay. And it's just, and not just MLB, but there are other, like, celebrities, of course, boycotting. And I think there were some companies that have said they're, you know, okay, well, no thank you.
Yeah.
So, and I think this is just a start unless they change it. You know, because MLB's big. And if MLB's willing to do it, then other big companies are going to say, okay.
You know what? The one that needs to do it is Coca-Cola. They need to pick up and move, you know, go someplace cheaper where they can save money, get some sweet tax deals like big corporations always do.
The only thing I hate about that is it would affect, like, regular people.
What do you think about the Olympics being held this year? Do you think they should cancel it too?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Not nearly enough people are going to have the vaccine in order to get herd immunity. I mean, it's a disaster waiting to happen. I mean, we said this about football. Football was almost a disaster. Like, I mean, it was...
I'm thinking that's why Attack of Titans last six or so episodes have been held off until 2022 because of COVID.
Yeah, no, I don't blame anybody for that. I wish the NFL would have nixed all of last year and maybe even this year, you know.
I'm going to file this under TMI in chat. Freak says, I used to always get naked while I was drunk. A friend told me I had to stop getting naked while I was drunk. So I started getting naked before I started drinking.
Oh, man. You might as well. I mean, shit. I mean, get right to it, Freak 5. I mean, hell. Either you get accepted or not. You know, you are. If those are true friends, they'll love you no matter what, right? Oh, man. I bought a Surface Pro this week. It's really nice. That's cool, Freak 5. I can't do Windows shit anymore. Oh, man. Where were we? Breakman. Sweetos?
Sweetos. So, yeah, so the Georgia Republicans are taking some heat, and there's boycotts against their whole voting suppression because, I mean, what else can you call it? It's voter suppression.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
It's designed to stop people from voting. I mean, how un-American is that?
You know, I don't necessarily have a problem with them. I don't know why they have a problem with people getting water in line. Like someone made the argument on Fox, and it was a fair argument. They're like, well, you don't, like, you know, get water when you're in line for a baseball game and shit like
that's different. Baseball game is entertainment. Like, like riding a roller coaster or going in line for a sporting event or the food stand, that's not an obligation in any way. Voting is something, like, that's the American way. Those are apples and oranges to me.
I agree for this reason. Like, that analogy doesn't quite work. At first it did with me, and I was like, huh, that's an interesting point that this Fox News channel had brought up, you know. And I'm like, no, it's not fair. It's not a fair analogy because, like nobody gets arrested for if someone were to hand somebody a water in line at a baseball game, they wouldn't get arrested for it or fined for it or, you know, given a ticket or anything like that. Like, but it's against the law now, apparently, in Georgia to do that, and that's just ridiculous. And the fact that Kemp was happy to sign that and, you know, smiling about it, like, it says everything you need to know about
him.
He's
been incredulous about it, too. He's been kind of angry about them.
All the stories I hear from Freak, it makes me wonder why he just hasn't joined a nudist colony yet.
Well, nobody, trust me, nobody wants a
I was just thinking
freak,
why
man.
He start his own.
Yeah, why not? Right in his own neighborhood, you know, start the movement, Freak, you know.
Because, like, I'm sure, like, the regular nudist colonies are probably, like, not – they're probably too uppity for Freak, you know. High class.
It'll turn a midsummer situation where somebody's part of sacrifice.
Yeah, exactly.
They aren't going to be the freaky crowds that are having sex with each other. They're actually just naked because they like being naked.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Freak's news colony, there'll be people having sex out in public, out in the open. You know, it's not all sex, but just you can be surprised to see somebody having sex right now on the road. Like, oh, hey, good morning, neighbor. Hey, good morning.
I saw a YouTube video actually sort of like that, man, where a guy was, like, biking. I don't know if you've seen this one, Break, man, but he was, like, on this trail kind of in the woods somewhere, and, like, he's zooming, right? He's going fairly fast, and all of a sudden you see something in the distance, and he kind of passes it by, and it's two people, like you know, having sex in the middle of the woods. Oh, man. All right, what else you got, Break? Any other sweetos?
Oh, my other sweeto. I said it's been just been a bad week for bad people. Speaking of bad people who had a terrible week, Matt Gaetz is having one of the worst weeks ever, and it has been glorious to watch.
He's going
to
be arrested, isn't he? Like, full
he,
on.
He has been digging his own grave. Like, I normally wouldn't ever watch, like, even a clip of, like, Tucker Carlson and stuff, but I had to watch him, throwing himself under the bus, basically, Matt Gaetz, like, by continuing to talk while under federal investigation. He should be talking through his lawyers only, you know.
Right.
Anyway, he's on the air and he tries to add, like, Tucker Carlson into it. And the look on Tucker's face was like, did somebody just shit on my lap?
Yeah, well, In fairness, he always looks like that. So, you know, it's like that. That's just the kind of the way that he looks. Like,
dude, I will fucking I have the might to fucking have you dead.
Right.
I don't care if you're a fucking senator. When this is over with, you're fucking dead.
Oh, but you know, he and then what Tucker said after was actually even more interesting. He's like, that's kind of odd and weird. I don't recall anything that he said. You know, he's like, Tucker's basically like covering his own ass, you know, because he didn't want to be implicated in any bullshit, you know. And it's like, it was fun to watch. I agree with you.
Yes, it was a holy shit. And then today, even more info is coming out on him and stuff. How he paid for women, girls, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Have them transported to other states.
God, it gets worse. I mean, I always thought
that came out today. There was something else that came out today. It was like, shock me. We've known this guy is a fucking piece of shit dirtbag forever. So
yeah, well,
this is a shock.
I mean, like, I always thought that story with his quote-unquote son, his adopted son Nestor, who was, like, basically a few years younger than himself, was kind of weird, too. But, you know, it's like, that guy's just plain weird. You know, whatever. Let's see. So after I was told...
The Republican sex offender crowds have obviously jumped to defend him, but the other Republicans have been pretty quiet. You know, like the Jim Jordan, obviously, he defends sex offenders like it's his duty.
God, that guy. Because, I mean, that's the only way he knows.
By the way, America, I'm sorry. Like, he's not my fault, but he is from Ohio.
Is from Ohio. I was going to say, man, weirdness in Ohio there, man. Of course, we got to deal with that Boebert chick here in Colorado, man. It's like, and Ken Buck's another fucking wackadoo, you know. It's like, God, man, these people. I don't know. And there's plenty of stupid ass, you know, shithead Democrats. So it's not a Democrat Republican thing. It's just a shitty politician thing, you know.
Oh God, like, that's something that really that's been kind of bothering me is people on Twitter, like the one-sidedism and stuff. Like, people are like, well, what about Franklin? Like, he did these funny pictures or something like that.
Yeah, it's a whataboutism.
What about, like, Cuomo? Yeah. Like, I'm like, well, yeah, okay, well, these guys are dirtbags, too. Like,
exactly.
That doesn't have anything to do with Gates.
Right. You're right. It's a whataboutism.
It's not Republican or Democrats. These are sex offenders. It doesn't fucking matter what they have next to their goddamn name.
Yeah.
Like, there are sex offenders in both parties. And we know the parties have defended them. I mean, Democrats still defend Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And also Biden. Trump. Yeah.
Okay.
Biden's also a rapist and sexist.
All right.
Yeah. Any racist other Sweetos break?
War criminal.
No, Eric's ruining everything. No, I'm getting mad.
All right, Eric, you don't have a Sweeto this week, do you?
No. Nope.
All right, I do. I have a couple. Of course, Godzilla versus Kong. No spoilers. Go see it. It's good. I got new Skullcundies. Skullcandy.
Oh, yeah. He was apparently showing pictures to Gates was showing pictures of naked girls in Congress.
And they have
so
proof of
that. So there's
going
to be an investigation of that. And the way this guy has been talking, I have a feeling he's going to implicate more people. Like he tried to implicate Tucker Carlson on live television.
Can't wait. Can't wait, man. I'm getting the popcorn for this one, Break.
Yes, that's my that was my thought exactly, too. Like, he isn't going to go down silently. Like,
no.
He's going to take it with him.
I can't wait. Marco Rubio's sweating right now, man. He's sweating. He knows, man. Let's see. Yeah, that's okay. Skullcandy headphones. I got a new pair of. They're really cool, man. They're Bluetooth Skullcandy. They were on sale, and I was lucky enough to have a little extra money and get them. So it's really nice.
I'm jealous.
Yeah,
I'm hella jealous.
They're on sale, man. They're really nice. They're Bluetooth too, so it's really. I gotta mess around with it next week to make sure that it's all a go for the show and it's not going to cause problems during the show, et cetera. But, you know, it's good stuff. Good stuff, indeed. Okay. Let's get to this, guys. This is what everybody really came for, I think. It's a free-for-all. Little man. Yeah, it's a free-for-all. Wow. Okay, I'm actually kind of excited for this tournament, guys. It's tournament time on free-for-all. We are doing... This month, we named it the greatest gaming mascot of all time. greatest gaming mascot, and we were thinking along the lines of like Mario and Sonic and stuff like that. But it's really difficult to come up with 64. So we included like quasi mascots, more characters than anything, and icons and stuff like that. So yeah.
So we renamed it Icons instead of Mascots.
Yeah, Icons is probably better. Kind of accurate statement. So
yeah,
Icons, gaming icons of all time. So why don't we get right to it, gentlemen? Let me get the tournament so everybody can see it in chat here. And we're going to go from...
Hold on. We got to stop the show.
Oh, okay.
Trying to play a happy tune.
I think it's in tune.
What?
I actually think your harmonica's in tune. I think you're the problem, Breakman. I like that little flare ending there, man. That's good stuff, man. Yeah. Okay. First matchup we got for y'all. Today is, this is not a tough one, I don't think, in my opinion. Mario versus Blinks, guys. I'm going to go first on this one. It's Mario all the way, right? It's one of the greatest gaming.
Blinks get on the fucking list.
Well, I was reaching with some of these, break, and that was one. I was like, I guess if there's going to be like a 1 seed versus a 16 seed matchup, it would be this one. You know what I'm saying? So
that makes sense.
All right, I'm picking Mario. What say you, Eric?
Mario and who again?
Blinks.
No, Blinks. The time Blinks. Sweeper.
Yeah. Oh, Blinks. No, fuck Blinks. Mario.
All right, that's clean sweep there. Mario all the way. Right, break.
It's Blinks with an S.
I spelled it.
Okay. Donkey Kong, and I know I spelled Donkey Kong wrong here, so guys, don't get all offended.
You also
there.
Spelled Dr. Wily wrong, you son of a... I'm sorry.
No, I had to, like, real quickly, like go through, and is it just W-I-L-Y?
Like, yeah. No, it's fine, because it was probably misspelled in the manuals for Mega Man. Like, there are a lot of misspellings in there. Yeah. Like, Dr. Wright. For instance, that was my favorite.
For laughs, I should have added Mr. Dream in this bracket, Wyland says. If I would have thought about it earlier, Wyland, I might have. But I had to put this together, man. And then had to retype it in chat.
Yeah,
with...
I think next time we should do the poll like 5 days so we get more time.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that works, man. No problem. All right. I do like this month's tournament, though, Break. I think you came up with the idea, right, Break, man?
Yay, me. Yeah. Woohoo!
All right. Next matchup we got is Donkey Kong versus Crash Bandicoot. Breakman, I'm going to go with you first.
Ooh, you know what? I like Crash, but I fucking love the original Donkey Kong. And Donkey Kong is definitely an icon, I think. He's even before Mario was fucking Mario, there was Donkey Kong.
Right.
He was just Jumpman. He didn't even have a fucking name, but Donkey Kong had a fucking name.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike Tyson versus Mr. Dream would have been funny. It would have, Wyland, for sure.
You tried to steal this idea from me.
Yeah.
And I stole it from you, and then you stole it from... Wait a minute. I don't remember how this happened.
All right, Eric, what say you? Donkey Kong versus Crash Bandicoot.
Donkey Kong.
All right, clean sweep. Donkey Kong.
Crash is a gigantic idiot in the games, and that's not really fun.
All right.
Aspect of any character.
All right. Here's a fun matchup. Sub-Zero versus Sly Cooper. Breakman, you go first on this one.
Yeah, I wasn't really a big fan of Sly Cooper, but Sub-Zero, fucking bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Who isn't looking forward to him freezing and breaking Jack's arms in the next movie?
Yeah. I'm going to disagree. I like Sly Cooper a lot. I
don't like any of the characters in Mortal Kombat because they're walking cliches.
Yeah. Even if I do disagree with you, though, Breakman, doesn't mean that I don't think Sub-Zero is actually a better icon than Sly Cooper. So I'm going with Sub-Zero. What say you, Eric?
I'm going with Sly Cooper, too.
Okay. Well, Sub-Zero moves on, man. I pick Sub-Zero. And only because Sly Cooper only had a short run. Sub-Zero is an icon for sure. All right. Next matchup. Princess Peach versus Scorpion. This is a tough one for me. Princess Peach has been around forever, but she doesn't really do much in the formative games, the beginning game. So I think I'm going to go with Scorpion. Scorpion, what's more iconic than Get Over Here? You know what I'm saying, Eric? What say you?
Scorpion who?
Princess Peach.
Like I said, I don't care about the Mortal Kombat characters, but I don't really care about Peach either, because she's just as vapid as the rest of the MK cast, so I'd rather go with the dude who could set people on fire.
Okay. Breakman?
Look at it. Scorpion, yeah.
All right.
I mean, Peach, what, she have her moment in Mario 2?
Yeah, that's about it, man. Not much.
I wish Nintendo did more with that character, but they never will. So.
Yeah.
But what, she had her own, like, what was it?
Game, which was problematic in and of itself.
Yeah. Okay, next matchup is interesting, guys. It's Nathan Drake from the Uncharted series on Sony, definitely iconic, versus Jack Frost from the Shin Megami Tensei series, specifically. That's the little kind of Atlas character that you see all the time on the Shin Megami games. So there you go. Eric, what say you?
Jack Frost, he's cute.
Yeah, Jack Frost is cute.
He goes hee-haw all the time.
Yeah. What say you, Breakman?
I'm going to go with Jack Frost.
Okay. Then Jack Frost it is. I probably would say the same. Nathan Drake hasn't had enough years, I don't think, to become...
Also, like, Nathan Drake just sucks as a person.
It kind of does, man. I agree with you. Freak says they need to make a Princess Peach game that is basically a Super Mario game, but she's saving Mario. I think that would be awesome, Freak 5. They should do that, for sure.
Well, she had her own game. Did she save Mario in that game?
Yeah, Super Princess Peach was about that, and it was terrible. That's why they didn't raise sequels.
I gotcha. Okay, next matchup we got for you is Lara Croft versus Sackboy. Ooh, this is Titanic.
I don't need to make that. I'd rather have her do something completely different.
I'm gonna go with Lara Croft. I mean, there's not very many women icons in video games, but she is definitely up.
It's mostly because of the industry.
I agree. So we're limited.
It's been geared towards boys and men forever.
Right. And then, actually, there's a lot of positive female role models in the Japanese game industry from the past that we don't know about because they never released them in the West.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Lara Croft because at first she was kind of an eye candy thing for men and boys alike, but I think she's turned into more than that. I think she is an iconic character in video games, even more so than Sackboy. Sackboy's a great mascot, but...
Sackboy's a fucking fun kill. Fuck Sackboy.
I like Sackboy.
He's just basically a crash dummy.
Yeah. I'm going with Lara Croft. What say you, Breakman?
Lara Croft.
All right, and Eric, are we in full agreement?
Yeah.
All right. Next matchup, Ratchet from Ratchet & Clank fame, going up against Dr. Wily. I corrected it there, Breakman. I'm guessing you're going to take Dr. Wily, Breakman?
I like Ratchet. I like Ratchet a lot. But, yeah, I am going with Dr. Wily. He's one of the most entertaining villains and most relentless villains of all time.
Okay.
I mean, and the Mega Man 2, he tried to make it look like he was actually an alien all time. Like, he was just like, here, Mega Man, you're fighting an alien now. Like, what the fuck? Oh, shit. No, right. I wasn't an alien, no.
He only ever runs away when he runs completely out of options.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Ratchet. I am a big fan of the Ratchet series of games. But I do like Dr. Wily as well. I agree with everything you just said, Breakman. But I'm putting the pressure on Eric is basically what I'm doing.
I'm with Dr. Wily.
God damn it. Eric, I blame you for my dream matchup of Ratchet versus Clank is not going to happen because of you, you son of a bitch. Okay, Dr. Wily.
I'm not sure what would have happened anyways.
Dr. Wily moves on.
Ratchet's kind of just there. Like he has lines and stuff like that, but he doesn't really have much of a personality.
How dare you?
He's able to make Clank look better.
Okay, here's the next matchup. Clank versus GLaDOS. I think I'm gonna
that's
go
a good one.
Breakman.
Clank has a body. GLaDOS doesn't really.
No, but she's evil taunting you in funny ways. Yeah, this one's hard. But I was just saying, like, that of the two, of Ratchet and Clank, Clank was a way better character.
Well,
Ratchet
see, that's why I wanted to see Ratchet versus Clank, but you guys ruined my dreams!
Well, damn it. Clank would have won, okay? There you go, Frank. We saved you.
How dare you? Clank would not have won, necessarily.
I'm going to go with GLaDOS.
Okay, Eric, what say you? Clank or GLaDOS?
Just because everybody knows the cake is the whole cake is not real type thing.
Yeah.
It's really iconic.
I'm going to actually go against you on this one, Brake.
Cake will make you fat because it's bread, and bread makes you fat.
I'm going with Clank. I agree with you, Brake. GLaDOS is every bit of, you know, cake and all that nonsense. But Clank is underrated as far as icons go. I think, you know, Slyly is one of the greatest video game characters of all time. He probably makes my top 10 list, you know, with his wit and humor and stuff. So, okay. Let's see. Oh, damn it. Blake is going to steal this idea for...
How dare you let him, so you can't say that.
Did you see your idea in chat,
yes,
Blake, man?
Yeah, okay. My idea is exactly right.
Right. And if we say it, it has to be true, mm-hmm. Right, Blake, man? So there you go. All right, next matchup here is Simon Belmont versus Spyro. Eric, I'm going to go with you first on this one.
Simon could probably kill Spyro.
Ooh, so you're going with the one versus the other, you know, in a fight mentality. Actually,
I know Spyro, like, has a lot of powers, but, like, Simon would probably kill him before he could get a chance to do anything.
Oh, okay. That's sound reasoning. What say you, Breakman?
There are a couple different versions of Simon Belmont. Spyro, I think he's all doesn't change. Like, he's really just the same character. There's no different interpretations of him. And he's all right as a character. The games are meh. I've never been a big Spyro fan.
How dare you? How dare you?
I'm sorry. I tried. I just wasn't really into him.
Yeah.
It was, to me, it was just more of a 3D platformer type thing. I usually just... Mario is about it with that.
Yeah,
but
Freak Fiber brings up a good point. He says,
but Simon's killed dragons before, so it's not really an issue.
Yeah, Spyro would just have to fly above Simon and breathe fire on him.
Dragons, demons, mummies, Frankenstein, even kills fucking death.
Death itself. I know, man.
There's one version of Simon where he's actually fighting to get his wife back from Dracula.
Yeah, yeah. So you say Simon?
Love the Castlevania franchise. Of course, all right, clean. Belmont. The Belmonts.
And the best thing is, he's not even the most powerful Belmont. Richter Belmont has killed dragons, too.
Yeah.
Like an actual dragon that's alive. Simon's killed bone dragons and, like, dragon zombies. But
bone dragons are even worse than living ones sometimes, man. Yeah. Okay. Next matchup, Zelda versus Prince Katamari. From Katamari Damacy. I don't know if that's his real name or whatever, but he's the prince from Katamari Damacy. So what say you guys? I'm going to pick... you know what? I'm going to go against the grain on this one. I'm picking the prince. That game is an all-time fun ass.
Prince versus who?
Prince versus Zelda. The, you know...
Princess
the...
Zelda.
Yeah, Princess Zelda.
I mean, be nice. You should royalty. For God's sakes.
Yeah, I said prince.
I'm going with Zelda just because there's more to her than the ability to roll people up into a ball.
Oh, okay. What say you, Break? Are we clean?
What's that?
Are we clean sweeping?
Zelda has so many different incarnations.
Yeah. Prince can. Yeah, there are tons of different incarnations of Zelda. If you don't like one Zelda, there's another one. Like, there's the Sheik version where she transforms, or there's the tiny little 8-bit version.
And there's the version where she pretends to be a pirate.
The 16-bit version, yeah.
Katamari, the prince, and the king who you're working for, I think they're a pretty good combination of iconic pair. But remember that commercial from back in the 80s from Nintendo for Zelda? Where a guy was dressed up as Link running down hallways screaming Zelda.
Yes.
Actually, I don't even know if he was Link. Like, he was some guy in a black suit. That might have been the second version of that commercial, though.
Maybe. I was thinking it was he was wearing. Maybe he wasn't dressed as Link, but I just remember him Zelda! Running through the hallway, Zelda!
What you picking, Break?
When people talk about Legend of Zelda, I mean, it's always Zelda. And, like, who's the main character? I don't know. Zelda. No, and Zelda's, God damn it. No, Zelda. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm the tiebreaker on this one. There's very few exceptions where Zelda gets
her. How are you the tiebreaker?
Well, Eric picked the prince,
Eric
right?
Eric picked Zelda. You picked Katamari.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You guys pulled a fast one on me again. Jesus Christ. You guys, I'm walking off this show, man.
Nobody pulled a fast one on you. You tried to trick us.
All right, Zelda moves on. Next matchup, guys. Sweet Tooth from the Twisted Metal series versus Little Mac. So let's see if another one of my...
There's a Sweet Tooth like television show in development.
There is, and I can't wait, man. It's going to be awesome. But yes. It's going up against Little Mac, man. You can never count Little Mac out.
I mean,
Sweet Tooth is like built like a tank, but Little Mac's taking out bigger guys than him.
It's true. That's a good point, man. I'm going with Little
Sweet
Mac.
Sweet Tooth does it in a fucking transforming ice cream truck. Like, that is one of the baddest vehicles. Like, the one that transforms into a fucking GoBot.
Yeah. I'm picking Little Mac for the record, guys. I think Little Mac would find a way like he always does. What say you, Break?
Wow. I think, as far as iconic, I think Sweet Tooth is more iconic character. Like, I think people recognize Sweet Tooth as... They'd see that character and they'd think more of like the Twisted Metal, whereas Mike Tyson would be who you'd think of more if you.
Okay,
think
Eric.
It's more Nintendo's fault that Little Mac doesn't have more games. So
Eric,
more much of a personality.
It's up to you whether or not you ruin my second dream in this tournament. What do you have?
I have to go with Sweet Tooth as much as I don't care.
Son of a bitch, you ruined it again, Eric. That's the second one in a row. Walking off. I really wanted to see Little Mac versus Mike Tyson, but no, we can't have good things. Speaking of Mike Tyson,
he's a real person. He shouldn't even be honest.
Mike Tyson versus Jack. You guys know who I'm going to take. I do like Jack, but Mike Tyson's
Jack
my
who?
Pick.
What?
Eric, who you picking?
Or J-A-K Jack?
Yeah.
Is that Jack?
Yep, like from the Jack and Daxter.
Jack and Daxter.
Yeah. Eric, who you picking? I pick Mike Tyson.
Like I said, it's kind of unfair to make it Mike Tyson because
how
he's
dare
a person
you?
And not.
He's a digital icon as well. So who you picking?
If you went with Mr. Dream, I want to pick Mr. Dream. But I'm going to go Jack just because he's an actual video game character.
Okay. You're the tiebreaker, Breakman. What say you?
Jack. He was really – the first game, he wasn't a very interesting character, but they evolved him, and they did kind of make him
interesting. Yeah, and 2 was kind of edgy, but
– Yeah.
And by 3, he was more back to himself.
Yeah. They tried to make him, like, skateboard and stuff like that in the second one.
Freak 5 is exiled. Exiled, you son of a bitch.
I think most people have forgotten about Jack at this point, and when they think about boxing, like they do think about like Mike Tyson. It's Mike Tyson's punch out. So I'm going Tyson.
All right, Mike Tyson. See, we could have had Mike Tyson versus Little Mac, but no. Okay,
we could do that in the freaking game, Frank.
I know. No, I wanted to see it in our tournament, man, because maybe Mike Tyson gets the benefit of the doubt for once. God damn it! All right.
Well,
Sam,
he always won, so fuck. Yep.
All right, next matchup, and we are going to go a little bit over this, guys, because of technical difficulties. But Samus versus Daxter. So we talked about Jack. What about Daxter here?
Daxter sucks ass. I'm not voting for him.
Okay, so what say you, Break?
Daxter's all right. Like he just. Jack and Daxter were these like over pimped characters.
Yeah,
like they're Sony's attempt at mascots, and yeah. I just don't think. Yeah, like
after Crash failed, you mean?
yeah. They haven't got a mascot really.
Yeah.
Kratos, I guess, is another mascot.
Yeah,
because Kratos has been successful.
We'll get to Kratos later.
Anyway, Samus.
All right, I'm in agreement. That's a clean sweep. Samus Aran moves on. Parappa the Rapper versus Bella Goth. And if you guys don't know who Bella Goth is, that's the Sims iconic character. So
is Jam or Lammy in this list?
No. Jam or Lammy is not.
Or Lammy from Jam or Lammy. No. Okay, so
the seventh character. What's
so I? So I would have liked to have Lamy versus Parappa, but no, that's not gonna happen though.
Yeah. I got a special request, Breakman. Bernie wants to know what Mrs. Breakman thinks of this matchup: Parappa the Rapper versus Bella Goth from The Sims.
Well, she doesn't. She wouldn't play Parappa, so Bella Goth.
All right.
So I'm gonna not make her mad and go Bella Goth.
Okay.
Really, I don't see her as an icon. She's just a character with a name that they gave to.
Eric, you have not played The Sims enough to know.
You don't know who Bella Goth.
Bella Goth is an iconic character. I went down that rabbit hole too, Eric, because I was the same way.
I'm going with Parappa.
Okay, I'm with Breakman on this one only because like I don't want Bernie to kill me. So Bella Goth moves on, but by the skin of her little teeth. This is going to be a colossal matchup next week.
So is she going to go up as Samus next week?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. That's going to be interesting. Okay, Shovel Knight versus Tom Nook. Eric, what say you?
I want Shovel Knight to murder Tom Nook.
Definitely.
I heard the new Tom Nook in New Horizons has changed his ways, but the old Tom Nook could go fuck himself.
I know, so, man. Tom Nook was an asshole, man.
So Shovel Knight.
Okay, what say you, Break?
I gotta say, we all hate Tom Nook. That's how iconic he is. Like, we all remember having to deal with his fucking forced labor and shit. who didn't try Animal Crossing at one point? Like, yeah. Oh, this is a fun game. I can go do what I want. What do you mean I gotta do this? But I wanna go do that. You're an asshole.
Yeah. Even though I agree with what you said, Bray, I'm assuming you're taking Tom Nook, right?
Tom Nook, yes.
I want Shovel Knight to take a shovel and drive it straight into Tom Nook's skull, so I'm going Shovel Knight. All right. All right, next matchup on this, the last matchup on this bracket, then we got another bracket to do. Kirby versus Mega Man. Ooh, this is Titanic. And you, I already know what you son of a bitches are going to say. Eric, what say you?
Actually, I'm going to say Kirby.
What? Holy hell, what an upset. Let's see if Mega Man survives. Breakman, what say you?
It's funny, both of these characters steal the powers of their enemies.
They do. They
that
do.
That is their special ability, literally, is to take their enemy's power. Well, obviously, I was going to say Mega Man.
Okay, so it's up to me? I could get rid of Mega Man right here and now?
And get me to walk off the show, yes.
I couldn't do that to you, Breakman. I went against you too many times. Mega Man moves on, even though I love Kirby. Kirby is an icon for sure. Okay, let's go to the next bracket here, and we'll go straight at the top here. Sonic versus a Chocobo. Breakman, what say you?
Sonic's faster than a Chocobo.
Crazy Chocobo.
But Chocobo is more adorable, so I'm going with Chocobo.
What say you, Breakman?
Wow. I think these are both kind of iconic characters.
Plus Sonic can, lately has inspires disappointment more than he does positiveness.
Yeah, but when we think of Final Fantasy, the movie, for some reason, decided not to have Chocobos in it, whereas Sonic has his own movie now with Jim Carrey and shit. So he's definitely more iconic.
I am ever so slightly.
And you know what? My cat is named Sonic. Come to think of it, my girl is named Sonic. One of my girls named Sonic, so Sonic.
Well, I mean, that being said, I mean, that threw me over the edge. I was in the middle on this one, Breakman, but I'm the tiebreaker, so I'm going to go with Sonic just because your cat.
Nice.
Cat is
Where's
named Sonic.
Where's my girl at? I don't know where she is at.
Yeah. All right. Next matchup, Luigi versus Bowser. Breakman, you're up.
I've always liked Luigi.
Oh, okay. So
Bowser's the most persistent moron that's ever lived, though. Like, when is he going to realize he can't fucking beat Mario?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Wily at least has smarts. Bowser's just a dumb guy.
I mean,
he's
by that...
tried different tactics, like stealing other people's robots, stealing Dr. Light's robot, you know?
But by that
Bowser's
logic...
like, let's steal the princess and then go hide.
Yeah, but by that logic, Breakman, then Dr. Doom shouldn't mess with the Fantastic Four because he always gets beat down in the end, you know? I mean, that's how it is.
Well, for somebody supposedly as smart as Dr. Doom, you would think he would learn, yeah.
All right, Eric, what say you, Luigi or Bowser?
I'm going to go with Luigi.
I'm going to go with Bowser, but it doesn't matter. Luigi moves on.
And Freak is batting a zero in chat.
Yeah.
Also, I'm saying is I think there are far more memes of Luigi than there are
Bowser. Here are Freak Five's picks in a row here. Tom Nook, Kirby, Chocobo, and Bowser. All losers, man. I do agree with you on Bowser, though, Freak Five. I think Luigi's a wimp, especially in, like, the Luigi's Mansion.
He is a wimp, but he still manages to face his... He's a wimp, but he manages to face his own fears and save the day.
Bowser looks cooler, Breakman.
And like, he got his own mansion to go explore, and it was so popular, he got his own franchise. Where's Bowser's franchise?
He should have he got that game, but he should have his own franchise, man.
He only had a bit role in Mario and Luigi, and let's not forget, it was Mario and Luigi. It wasn't Bowser's.
Yep, his name was on the box, not Bowser.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, next matchup is interesting, guys. Well, I mean, everybody knows.
I like interesting. Let's do it.
And forgive me if I say this wrong, Eric. Sagata Shinichiro, versus.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Sagat from Sagat from.
No, Sagat from Street Fighter.
Sagata Shinichiro. Yeah. I am voting for Shinichiro.
Versus Dragon Quest Slime. Sagata Shinichiro is the Sega Saturn guy. A lot of funny commercials.
He was Sega's mascot for the Saturn.
Yeah. Versus.
Oh, okay. Yes, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That just made this harder.
It's easy for me. Versus Dragon Quest Slime. Dragon Quest Slime for me, Eric.
Sagata sacrificed himself to save the Dreamcast from a missile.
All right, Eric. What say you? I picked Slime.
I'm going with this Shinichiro.
How dare you, man? How dare you? How dare you?
I guess it's cool. The thing is,
I like the other variations of slime more than the slime.
It's iconic, Eric. Iconic. All right.
As cool as that was, and as funny as it was for him to become the mascot and to do that, the slime I think is more iconic.
All right, slime moves on.
I see a slime. I think dragon.
Slime moves on. No, no thanks to Eric. But anyways, next matchup here, Ganon. From Zelda fame versus Bomberman from the Bomberman series. Breakman, I'm going to go with you first.
I like Bomberman. I love the games a lot, far as iconic, I think when people think of a Nintendo villain, they think of Ganon first, probably before Bowser.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to go with Ganon too.
I think it's a clean sweep for Ganon, even though Bomberman's way underrated, especially the earlier games. That new game.
I don't think it's about the gameplay though. Like, if we're going with gameplay.
Yeah, I agree.
He's so cute. He's got socket plug eyes.
Yeah. Okay. Gex versus Marcus Fenix. Breakman, what say you?
Marcus Fenix. Oh God, Gex.
Marcus Fenix is a big, tough guy. I'm going with Gex, because at least Dana Carvey can be sometimes funny.
John DiMaggio voices Marcus Fenix, and he is one of the greatest voice actors of our time. I'm going to go with Marcus Fenix.
I think I'm going with Marcus Fenix as well. He's way more recognizable than Gex. Freak Five, how dare you? How dare you put Eric... I mean, he may be equal, but nothing is as great as DQ8, you son of a bitch.
Damn.
All right. I know. I hold Eric in DQ8 regard, just not greater, thank you.
I can see, like, the Green Goblin holding, like, your family in one hand and Dragon Quest VIII in another.
How dare you? That's like, a tough choice. Okay, it depends on family member. Breakman. All right. Here we go. Klonoa versus Master Chief. I'm gonna start with Breakman on this one.
Klonoa.
What? Did you?
You don't know? No, I think that's a joke, Frank.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, holy
Most
shit.
Most people don't know who Klonoa is.
Yeah. Who's Klonoa? I thought you said Klonoa for a second there, Breakman.
Just like Master Chief is one of the most boring characters ever.
Yeah.
I do not agree. Like, especially after
On the surface level, he's not that interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I can get that. But in the fourth game, especially like when it's really him trying to save it, like the love of his life, essentially, doing everything he can to get her to safety.
Yeah.
And just that whole quest, like you got more emotion out of him, even though he's trying to be the cyborg and he's still like
that's gonna kind of suck though that he has to save the damsel in distress to have any kind of character though.
I mean, you gotta roll with what you got in front of you, Eric. You know, it's like, you know,
she saves him actually.
Yeah, Cortana and does save
like
him.
He's trying to save her, but then she saves him.
All right, so you're picking Master Chief.
Oh, I never played.
You know, come to think of it, Cortana would have actually been a better icon on this list, I think.
Yeah, maybe. But, well, we got what we got here. So, Master Chief, break?
Yes.
Okay, what say you, Eric?
I'm going Master Chief, even. All right. Because Cortana has a short-lived franchise.
Yeah. I do like Master Chief. I agree with what Breakman said there. Tony Hawk versus Pikachu, Eric. It's actually tougher than you think, you know.
Not really, because Tony Hawk isn't really a game character, so I'm going with Pikachu.
Okay, you, Breakman?
He's a cultural icon, not a game icon.
And a gaming icon. He's definitely a gaming icon.
Have you ever seen that, what was it, MTV Cribs of his house? Man, his crib's amazing.
Yep. What say you, Break?
Tony Hawk versus...
Pikachu.
Excuse me, Pikachu. I'm sorry, I was belching. Pikachu's more iconic, I think, as far as video games.
I think we're
in
agreement.
Tony Hawk, you think of, like, athlete.
Yeah.
When you think of Pikachu, you know.
Yeah, it's video games and cards.
You think of a little mouse still electrocute.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, next matchup, Kazooie from Banjo and Kazooie.
That's Pikachu.
Pikachu. from Banjo and Kazooie, so Kazooie versus Jill Valentine, Eric.
I only marginally like the Kazooie games, so I'll go with Jill Valentine.
Okay. Lock picking. Oh, here's Sonic now. Hi, girl. You heard me calling for you. You won, son. We got your vote.
All right, Breakman. What say you?
Come on. Let me see. I'm the master of lock pick. Unlocking. Banjo and Kazooie, like they try too hard to be funny, I think.
Something doesn't resonate.
It's weird British humor that didn't work out.
Yeah, Jill Valentine for
British,
me as well.
I enjoy it, but I don't. Yeah. So Jill Valentine.
Jill Valentine for me as well, guys. Rayman versus Solid Snake. I'm gonna go first on this one. I'm picking Solid Snake. I was never a huge Rayman fan, even though I think those games are well designed and look kind of pretty even now.
You're wrong. I hate Rayman. It's one of my least favorite franchises in video game history.
Okay.
The games aren't fun. It's a shitty character. Fuck Rayman, Solid Snake all the way.
Well, I'd say that Rayman didn't get good until Origins happened. So.
Yeah, I agree with you, Eric. I do like those newer.
I played Origins.
The newer games are good.
Fuck this shit.
No, the newer games are good, man. Like it's.
So I'm going with Solid Snake.
Yeah, I am.
You know
too.
What? The more I think about it, Rayman is a really iconic character, but still I think Snake is more iconic.
Yeah.
Because people know, everybody knows Snake.
Yeah.
Snake.
Metal Gear.
Yeah. All right, Metal next Gear? Matchup. Yeah. Next matchup, guys. Wario versus Fox McCloud from the Star Fox series. This is a tough one. I'm going to go first. Eric,
Wario.
You go first. Eric,
sorry.
What say you?
Wario.
Wario, really?
Halloween.
I really like Wario.
He's so fucking greedy. He's the anti-Wario.
I really like Wario, but I think I'm going to go with Fox McCloud just to make Breakman's life harder.
Wario's the best one in the Mario Golf game.
Yeah.
It's taunting, yes. And then we have Fox McCloud of the Clan McCloud.
Yes.
No.
I don't think he's as iconic as Wario. Wario's definitely more.
Oh, you guys, man. You have no idea, man. You just...
If Fox McCloud ran around with a samurai sword chopping people's heads off, then he'd be more.
Wario can make an atomic fart.
Okay. All right. You guys convinced me, but I'm still voting for Fox.
He has a motorcycle, too. Freak's
on a roll. He got a couple right here. You got Pikachu and Wario, so there you go. All right. Ken from the Street Fighter series versus Banjo.
Not Ken and Barbie.
Yeah, not Ken and Barbie. Versus Banjo from Banjo and Kazooie, which we discussed earlier. I'm picking Ken. I like Ken a lot. Ken is probably my first or second favorite character. I do like Ryu as well, but Ryu, however you want to
Ryu.
So I'm picking Ken. This is another dream matchup here for me, guys. Hopefully it comes to pass, but I'm picking Ken. What say you, Breakman?
I talked about it earlier. We Banjo and Kazooie, like yeah. the British humor and the.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the characters do have personality, but I don't think they're as iconic as Ken. Like yeah. you think of Street Fighter, you think of those two.
Yeah.
Really.
And what say you? Is it clean sweep, Eric?
Yeah.
All right. Next matchup: Ryu from the same Street Fighter series versus Vault Boy. From the Fallout series.
Vault Boy.
Vault Boy isn't even a character. He's a mascot within a game.
Well, that's what this is all about. Mascots, icons. Mascots, so, yeah. I mean, that's the whole point of this. So, Ryu versus Vault Boy, Breakman.
Oh, man, he's so iconic. I would have rather
he picked a character from the game itself that he's based on.
I want some bobbleheads of Vault Boy. Like, I would like a collection of those.
I'm voting for Ryu.
Yeah, he's been around longer, and like I just said, with Street Fighter, you think of him and Ken.
All right, Ken versus Ryu next week.
There you go, you get your wish, Frank.
MXT
Even
vote.
Though you could just play the fucking game.
I'm forcing you guys to pick sides, you son of a bitches. All right, MXT says I vote for Hulk Hogan. Oh, God. Yeah, I guess. All right, next matchup, Pac-Man versus Yoshi. Eric, I'll go with you first.
I'm going with Yoshi.
Wow, that quick? I'm going with Pac-Man. Breakman, what say you?
Well, I mean, Pac-Man he's definitely an icon. So is Yoshi.
But I don't know. Yoshi's Pac-Man's been around forever, but he's not as popular anymore.
Oh my God, you guys are gonna ruin
that. He's not as popular, but he's still like when people think of video games like the 80s, they think of Pac-Man. Pac-Man.
Oh, thank God.
They both Pac-Man. Eat things too. So this is
Pac-Man that's moves
weird.
On.
Like the Mega Man and Kirby, like they're and then we have Pac-Man versus Yoshi.
Yep.
Were there more of those that we missed?
Here we go. This matchup's another good one, guys. Sora from Kingdom Hearts. Freak Pie picked Yoshi for the record.
If it's Sora versus Pit, I'm going to be angry.
Sora versus Ms. Pac-Man. I'm picking Ms. Pac-Man, Breakman. What say you?
I fucking love Ms. Pac-Man, and I don't think she's as iconic as Pac-Man, though.
Eric, what you picking?
I'm going with Sora because I like the memes and okay. all the craziness of Kingdom
Hearts. Ms. Pac-Man moves on by the skin of her teeth. And next week, look at that matchup next week, guys. Pac-Man versus Ms. Pac-Man. We'll settle it next week. Toad versus Kratos. Toad from Super Mario Brothers series versus Kratos, Eric. What
He's
say
been
you?
For a long time.
Okay. I talk like this.
I kind of wish they didn't go with that voice for Toad. I really do.
Everybody does. We all wish they didn't.
But I'm going to vote for Toad because Toad needs love.
I'm going for
Kratos. Kratos is just an angry man who doesn't deserve to be happy.
I am going. I am going with Kratos, Eric, just because if you played the latest game, he actually is getting better.
He's hoping he can get better, but then things will probably go to shit.
You never know. There's always hope, man. I'm going with Kratos.
That's the reason they gave him a child in the first place to kind of balance that out.
Yeah.
To make him grow and learn.
Yeah.
Like they did with Master Chief and Cortana becoming sick. It was about growing that character.
Okay,
so Breakman, you're the tiebreaker. Wyland in chat says Toad. Kratos doesn't have a captain's title.
Yeah, Kratos doesn't fucking need one. He'll just fucking rip the head off of somebody who is a captain and take their title.
Yeah, see, Kratos. Remember, we're going to do this thing where if we can't decide, Breakman, we pit them against each other in a fight.
Toad's ready for adventure, though.
I remember Stormy Daniels.
Oh, that's a good point, Freak Five. That's a good point. What say you, Breakman?
I'm going with Kratos because I think he is the Sony mascot.
Okay.
Like, when you think of Sony, like, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever successful franchise they really have where they can pimp the main character like that.
All right, the last matchup we have for you guys this week, Link versus Bubsy.
No, don't step on the computer, Sonic. No.
Link versus Bubsy, Breakman. What say you?
Link versus Bubsy?
Yes.
Okay, how the fuck did Bubsy get on his fucking head?
Because we need a laugh.
Told you I was reaching sometimes, Breakman. So.
Oh, man. Yeah. Next time you need help, call somebody or something. Bubsy?
How dare you, Breakman? I'm walking off this show. Wrong man strikes again, Weiland says.
Ooh, wrong man strikes again.
Yeah.
But, definitely Link.
All right, Link is a unanimous choice here. So, sets up some interesting matchups for next week. Look at this, Link versus Kratos. Another.
You know who I would put on here instead of Bubsy? Valus from Valus.
Yeah. Then look at next week, we got Mario versus
Valus. That's her name.
Mario versus Donkey Kong, Sub-Zero versus Scorpion. So, we're finally going to answer some of those age-old questions, even though these guys ruined a couple of Titanic matches.
Why isn't Adult Christian on this list? Oh, right, because it's not.
I would say Bubsy if it wasn't Link. Freak 5 would say, "Yeah, it's a."
I mean, we can do this tournament again next month and the following month. There are so many more characters.
We probably.
I don't
could,
know why you struggle. Like, what about? There's so many like franchises.
Because it was
there.
Because remember it was mascot, man. So I'm sitting here looking for mascots.
Right. I changed the name. Yeah, shit. Maybe we should do this again next month. And
no, you forgot so many: Booger Man, Larry Laffer, Mr. Senator. I'm talking about icons. Damn it, mascots.
He did Mr. Saturn.
I did Mr. Saturn. He has a name. Son of a bitch, Freak 5. I forgot his name. It's like, what was it? Sagata Shinshiro.
Sagat?
That's not Sagat. Where is greatest gaming's greatest icon at? Sonichu. Oh, how dare you, man. How dare you. I'm walking off this show.
You know, right. I protested for Glass Joe, but... I couldn't get him in here.
Yeah.
Is Hatsune Miku on this list?
I tried to get Tengle also on the list.
I contemplated putting Hayahachi on this list because that's kind of iconic, I guess.
I wanted to get Baby Mario on here too.
Baby, oh God, man, what's wrong with you? Baby Luigi, even worse. Jesus Christ, man. Okay. That's about it, guys. That's the tournament for this week. Tune in next week for round two of this tournament. It's going to be fun. We're live every Friday, 7
his
Eastern.
Name is at Frank Branches, if you have any problems.
What? I wasn't... How dare you? I don't know why I went into full, like, Mortal Kombat announcer mode there. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, man, the Asian population is under attack right now. They didn't need that.
How dare you, Breakman? How dare you? I was not making... Oh, Jesus Christ. How dare you all? I hate you guys. I'm going home.
Dolomon wasn't listening either. I would have mentioned him.
All right. I think that's all we really got time for this week, guys. What do you say? This has been a hell of a show, I would say, man. Let's do our plugs.
I say I'm hungry. And
break, man.
Yeah, this has been a long night.
What you got?
Quest.
It's all right. Quest time. You're right.
Break. What
you
got?
Can follow my harmonica. You can follow me at Twitter on break underscore man, and I was actually having fun yesterday. I didn't know, I didn't know a lot of people didn't know some of the cue drops that I had to put out yesterday.
The
I made
what?
Sure that a lot of cue followers knew.
Oh, yeah.
I was helping them out. I don't think they knew some of the things that cue was going on.
All right. Anything else?
Now they are XQ followers.
No. They didn't. They didn't get the latest Q drops. Only I did. So I was informing them.
Oh, I get your drift, Rick. Man, that's awesome, man. Okay.
Yeah, I was helping them out.
Yeah. I mean, always they could always use a hand, right? They're always bitching about getting help. So you're doing them a favor. That's sure. Good. Okay, Eric. Plugs.
You can find reviews I've written on BostonBastardBrigade.com or. That I've done audio review of on the feed. for the podcast.
Yeah.
And if you like what I've done, you can support me by setting as little as a dollar on my Patreon, which is included in a link on my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right.
And if you can't, find somebody else and maybe they can.
Yeah. Word of mouth. I like Eric's intro, harmonica intro. Breakman, where's my harmonica intro? That, what is that, man? That's nothing, man. You son of a bitch. That's right, the worst. Jesus Christ, man. Right. Son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. I'm walking off. Okay, that's a little better. Jesus, man. That first one was pathetic. Right, fine. Okay. All right.
Okay. You don't like that one, huh?
No, I feel better now. I feel full. All right. Son of a bitch. Jesus.
There you go. There's an entrance. You happy?
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders, capitalized RPG, wherever it's necessary. Thank everybody in chat. Freak5 was in there. Good friend Freak5. Good friend MXT. Good friend Wyland. Lurks was in chat. Slagar. Good friend Slagar was in chat. Silly Gnome was in chat. Commander Root and Blotches was in chat. Lurks, thanks for joining up, man. Really appreciate it. All right. Let's see. What else do I have? Get your vaccine if you can, man. We're trying. Break. Lock the door behind. How dare you, Freak 5. Exiled, you son of a bitch. Rainbow MXT.
Song and her mom. Yeah, okay.
Rainbow.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Right on that.
MXT says, don't forget my own. Oh, MXT wants you to go throw up on his OnlyFans. That's what he's saying.
Oh, is that kind of shit on his OnlyFans? Like him throwing up, like him throwing up on girls or girls throwing up on him type stuff?
Yeah, and you know, you got
that stuff.
You got a little of that. You got a little of, like, you know, weird, like, fish videos and, you know, just imagine the worst that you could imagine, and that's on MXT's OnlyFans there. So there you go,
dude,
MXT.
You're into that kind of stuff? Why are you into that kind of stuff, MXT? I think you should get some help, man.
Two girls, one MXT, says. Get help, MXT. Jesus Christ, man. Okay, I guess Easter.
Like it would be too bad, actually. I mean, as far as fetishes go, I mean,
yeah.
There's no...
Two girls barfing on him, though.
Vomit. You know, there's none of that stuff, yeah. Right? It's just two girls. I mean...
Exactly.
I'm guessing they're not Matt Gaetz age girls, you know? I'm guessing these are adult women.
Oh, God, man. Let's not get into that. All right. I think that's about it. You guys have a safe weekend. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here.
So they'd be cosplaying as his favorite wrestlers. That's what...
We want to see you back here next week. Godzilla versus Bad Donkey Kong. Bad Donkey Kong.
So MXT is gonna have both girls, one girl dressed up as Hulk Hogan and the other as Stone Cold.
I thought it was gonna be Randy Savage.
Randy Savage, even better. Oh God, we gotta end the show. Stay safe this weekend.
Ultimate Warrior is actually MXT's cosplay.
Don't forget, Bernie. You're exiled again, you son of a bitch, Freak Vibe. Son of a bitch. All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Look like Pepsi.
I called that on the radio and said that I don't know why they didn't call me. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't call me. It makes sense. You missed opportunity.
Worst show ever.